You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Wow, that guy means business.
Just an amazing player.
No, not him. The sports photographer behind him.
What?
He has a business bank account with QuickBooks Money where he earns 5% annual percentage yield. So he's scoring big on and off the field. You might even say he's the MVB.
MVB?
The most valuable business.
Making your money work harder. That's how you business differently. Intuit QuickBooks. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
The Mixed Martial Arts Hour. Yes. Yeah. The Mixed Martial Arts Hour is back in your life. Wow. Show me some freaking love. It is great to be here. City Winery. Yes, you guys are the fucking best. Hello, everyone. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yeah. Hey, UFC 295 ain't sold out, but this is sold out. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Wow, this really warms my heart. This is like chicken soup for the soul for me. I really, really appreciate you guys being here. Look at this crowd. You know, there's a bigger venue right over there, like literally right down the hall. And we booked this one. And I was like, we should have had the bigger one. They didn't understand the power of the Helwani Nation. Next time. Well, this is so great. Thank you all for coming here. I really, really appreciate it. It means the world to me, and we're going to have an incredible time. We have four surprise guests here. Four. No one does this. No one does it like us. Every Monday, every Wednesday, sometimes Tuesdays, Thursdays, shout out. The family's here. Hello to my family right over there. The kids are here. This is incredible. So we're going to have an incredible time. Now, unfortunately, sometimes, you know, you watch a show, I have to read things here, so I do have to pay the bills.
There are a lot of questions around what you eat. How is it made? Where does it come from? What are the impacts of its packaging? The What You're Eating podcast is here to help you understand how your food gets to your plate and put into context the full impact of the food you eat, whether that's on animals, the planet, or other people. Join host Jerusha Klemperer, director of Foodprint, as she dives deeper to uncover the problems with the industrial food system and offer examples of more sustainable practices. She provides practical advice for how you can help support a better ecosystem through the food that you buy and the systemic changes you push for. From practical conversations with farmers and chefs to discussions with policy experts on the barriers to sustainability, the What You're Eating podcast covers more than just the what. It covers everything from the why to the how of the food you love to eat. Listen and subscribe to What You're Eating at foodprint.org/whatyoureeating or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you guys happy to be here? What a freaking crowd this is. This is amazing. New York Rick is in the house. I don't know where he is, but shout out to New York Rick. The biggest baby face in the game, GC, is in the house. Shout out to Georgia's own GC. Somewhere in this vicinity, perhaps wearing a luchador mask, is the one and only, the inimitable Mysterious Frank. Shout out to Mysterious Frank. We've got Crypto Joe here right over there. Shout out to Crypto Joe. Corporate Alex is here. Andy is back from just giving birth like 5 minutes ago. Shout out to Andy. It's unbelievable. I am so happy to be here. We're going to take questions from the crowd. We're going to maybe have some trivia. We're going to have a meet and greet. But you know, the essence of this program, what makes it so special, has always been the guests. Sure, it's fun when I tent seven people left and right. And Lord knows they've been asking for a lot as of late. And we could address that later on. But at the end of the day, it's always been about the guests, right? The conversations and the connection and the rapport. And some of the haters like to say, oh, no one likes you. Yet how do we churn out these guests show after show after show after show after show, banger after banger after banger? They try to put it out there, but we all know that they're just hating it. So without further ado, I think we should say hello to our first guest. What do you guys think? Look how fancy this is. This is so fancy with the candlelight. How's the food? Is it good? It's great. Oh, this is so fancy. I love it. Here he is, the freaking bad boy. The bad boy of influencer boxing. The bad boy of jiu-jitsu leaving me hanging. I was coming to give you the future UFC fighter, the one and only Double D, Dylan.
UFC Dennis. Champion, bro. UFC champion.
Wow.
Dylan, glad to see you, Ariel.
It's good to see you as well.
You finally changed your shirt.
It actually might be one of the ones I wore in Manchester, just for the record.
By
the
way, good, though. You look good.
I appreciate it. So do you. Can we talk about the... Yes, what did he say?
I don't know where he is. I think he's in New York, so...
Who's that?
He said Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't want...
I don't
we
mind.
Did it.
They're
we
talking
did.
Good. They're talking good.
You know what's
fuck
interesting?
Ball.
You know what's interesting? Ball, so. Dylan thought that he would not get love from this crowd, and I told him my community, my fan base, we're all about peace and love, right? And so we're here to show him some love and support him. Yeah, look at this. We're going all the way to the back over there. Isn't that incredible?
It's hard to see because I'm kind of blind, but yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah,
happy
we could tell.
Here.
We
happy
could tell.
To be with you,
by the way, can we talk about the arc of our friendship and relationship? Like, there was like 5 years where we were actually cool. Who would have thought back in December when you were on the show and how things went a little bit wacky there? That
it's okay. We became friends.
But
we're
at the end
guy.
Of the year, that you would be the first guest on our show here today. Yeah. You dropped everything to come. I appreciate that.
No
that
means for a you, lot. Bro. That means do a anything, lot. So.
This is the man right here. All right. So let's have a conversation.
Happy to be here. So.
And by the way, sweet shoes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Look at those. One-upping me. I got
a bunch
the action
of money,
Bronsons.
So I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Well, last time I saw you was just a few weeks ago in Manchester. Could we talk about the fight?
I kind of want to talk about the fight. I want to talk about Alex. I want to talk about being in the UFC. Okay. So fuck Logan Paul. Let's talk about some real shit. You know?
All right. You don't want to talk about the fight? All right.
Yeah,
we
no,
won't
no,
talk.
Want
we won't talk about that. We don't need to talk about
we
the
got,
fight.
I
here.
Got one of my good friends fighting tomorrow for the world championship, so I'd rather talk about that. You know.
And who is that?
Alex Pereira.
How did you meet Alex and Pleno?
Just training. You know, he's a savage. You know, I give Alex a lot of credit because he came all the way from Connecticut to help me for my fight because I helped him for his fight. So he's a fucking gem. So I'm gonna be there front row to watch him win.
I saw just a couple days ago someone asked him about you fighting in the UFC and he gave you mad love.
Yeah, I appreciate that because you know what? Everybody wants to see me in the UFC, I think. I don't care who I fight. I said this to Dana White. I don't care who I fight. I'll fight anybody, and I'll beat anybody. So I'm ready to go. You know, people think just because I did a boxing match that my jiu-jitsu is not on a different level. I'll fight Islam first fight. I'll fight any of them first fight. I swear. Yo, and listen, at the end of the day, if I lose, I lose. But I'm ready to go show that I can do it.
So have you actually talked to Dana?
Not yet, but we've been talking, you know, through, like, text and stuff like that. I haven't talked to him personally, but
okay.
Listen, I'm ready to go. So,
can you do me a favor when you text? Can you put in a good word for me too?
Yeah, I got you. That's what I said. I don't know about doing the show. Now you're not messing with me anymore.
Nah. Imagine me and you
I
walking out.
I can't go
out
you anymore. Now we're
the
friends.
Bad
so now
guys, me and you
thing.
Walking out. If I walk you out, what a scene that would be.
But I want to fight anybody. So at the end of the day, I just like I want to know if I can do it or not. So give me anybody. I'm down.
Why did Bellator part ways with you?
It was gonna happen anyway. I don't want to be a belter. There's a bunch of bums in there anyway. I want to go fight. I want to go fight the best in the world, and that's what I want to do. So I say, give me anybody you want, just no one you want back.
Okay, so it's UFC.
Yes.
That's what you want.
That's what I want.
I have said in numerous interviews, with or without you,
and even all the guys that hate me are saying yes. Put him in the UFC. Let's do it.
Sure.
It's a win-win for them. Either you see me get knocked out, or you see me win. So let's fucking do it.
I think that the perfect scenario is. Let's say Conor fights UFC 300.
That would be awesome.
And it seems like the stars are aligning for him to return April-ish.
Yeah. He's going to kill Chandler, too. He's going to kill Chandler. I'm telling you. Listen to me. I've seen Conor train a lot, and right now he's in fucking savage mode, dude.
Really?
He's going to kill Chandler in one round, I promise. I could put money on it. Like, he's training very hard.
He looks like
fucking
he's
hard.
An incredible what?
Yeah, he's
in
training
shape.
Very hard, training every
he's
day.
He's in almost. UAE, right?
Yeah, he's in UAE right now, but then...
Why don't you go train with him?
We're talking about it, 100%, okay. I just had a kid, so I'm here with my kid,
right.
But...
Have you named the kid yet?
Huh?
Have you named the kid yet?
I'm thinking Prince, but no, I haven't named
you
him yet.
You still haven't named the kid?
No,
nah, how old is this
kid? I don't want to give him a normal name like Ariel, bro. Come
yeah,
on.
That's right.
I got to give you a couple of jabs. I'm sorry.
By the way, my wife is here. I know you guys have DM'd in the past together.
Yeah.
You showed that.
We have a pass. We have a pass. I can't see you.
She's right over there. She has a couple words for you. So just in
that
case.
That was in the past, though. You know,
right.
We moved past
okay, you guys are all good?
All good.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. By the way, can I ask about training with Alex?
Yes.
How terrifying is that? Is it as terrifying as it would seem to me?
I'm telling you, tomorrow he's going to definitely win.
Okay.
I train with a lot of people in my life, dude. That man is a fucking savage. Like, he's a scary dude. I'm telling you. He's a fucking dog, dude. So, but the thing about Alex is that he has no emotion. So when he trains with you, you're like, fuck, he's even like hurt, nothing. And like, he's scary, dude. So I think he's going to be a double champion. So yeah. Tomorrow, yeah, I can't wait to be there and watch. I think
crazy.
He knocks out Yuri in the second round.
Really?
So, yeah, if I had to
predict. Why? Yuri, his style leads to...
I think Yuri's too sloppy. I think Alex is too technical, hits too hard, and he's very, very hard to get down. And even when he's down, he'll get right back up. So when he fought Jan, I knew that Jan wasn't going to be able to hold him down. Because like I train a lot of people in my life, and he's very, very, very hard to hold down. So
really?
Yeah.
How's his takedown defense?
Very good.
Really?
And even if you get him down,
yeah.
Try keeping him down. You'll right. be exhausted by the time he gets back up. Then you have to shoot again. I'm telling you, he'll beat Yuri. Yuri's too sloppy. His technique, he keeps his hands down. I think Alex is going to pick him apart.
You know what's crazy about that? 2020, this guy comes back to MMA.
Yeah.
By this time tomorrow night, a little bit later, he may be a two-weight world champion in Glory Kickboxing. The creme de la creme?
I think it's his mindset, though, because like even after the fights, he doesn't go out. He just goes back and watches footage. His mindset is just about training. He trains all day long. He doesn't do anything else besides train. If he's at home, he's just teaching his kids jiu-jitsu. It's a mindset, so I think he's, you know, a different animal.
We're taking care of that car.
What car?
Oh, you know, his car.
Oh,
that's
the
like
Lambo.
His baby.
Oh,
yeah, taking care of it. He's
I'm thinking about buying
Lambo.
A Lambo now after all the money I made
really?
From Logan. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
all right,
see.
Yeah. I mean, you deserve
I
mean, it.
I got to pay his fucking, you know. Okay, I'm not gonna
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
But after that, I'll buy a Lamborghini.
I saw 1.3 million, right?
Yeah, 1.3 million. That was all because of me, so I don't care what everyone keeps saying about Logan and fucking KSI and Tommy. No one's doing 1.3 besides me, so I think that
I think,
was all me.
I think Francis did 1.5. No, I'm just joking.
No,
I'm just joking.
No, no,
I'm
he did like 200,000.
I know.
I want Francis. Oh, that's the only way I'll
stop it with
that.
Okay, now
we're,
you can't say you want Francis. What do you
swear? I would be Francis. I'm looking
in what?
I did a lie detector test.
They're starting to like you again. They're just starting to like you.
Heavyweights are some of the worst technical fighters.
Right.
I think I pull guard on him easy and it's an easy armbar leg lock. So that's what I'm saying. Hey, listen. Let's fight. I'm willing to fight anybody.
Yeah, no, you
so
are.
So I go with UFC, Patty. I don't give a shit who it is. I'll beat them all.
Okay, so I've seen you pushing the Patty thing, but you know he's fighting in December.
He's not.
What if he loses?
Okay, then Tony Ferguson. Imagine that
wow.
fight. Who wouldn't want to see that?
What a backstory.
I think that would be such an easy fight, though. I kind of feel bad beating a guy that's on a 7 losing streak.
Nah.
You know?
No, he'd be on a winning streak at that point,
well,
or at least
I mean,
one.
He'll be on a 1 winning streak,
right.
But yeah, he gets a guy. I think Patty is so bad.
Really?
He's terrible.
Why? Why?
Just watch him. I mean, he almost lost to Jared Gordon. Jared Gordon's terrible.
I actually think he may have lost.
Come on. He did lose to the Jared Gordon. No offense.
Jared's good.
Yeah,
Jared's
exactly. Jared won that. Exactly. Jared's not good. I mean, he's good. He's good for guys like you, but for a guy like me, I would play with him, bro.
Well,
I would play with
so
him
So you're talking
easily,
about 55ers here. Do you want to fight at...
I could do 55 or 70.
I think 70 is probably your best, no?
I don't mind. Either one. Let's do it. I'm down for it, though. Yeah, whatever.
What about Kevin Holland?
That's an easy fight, too. As I said,
how can they all
get a warm-up. Let me get a warm-up. Kevin Holland, come on. This is too easy to talk about, but yeah, he has no takedown defense. I think I submit him in the first round.
First round.
I said, I'm going to go to the UFC. Give me a warm-up fight. Give me something easy. I'll take Kevin Holland. Easy. I'm being dead serious.
If we get Dylan Danis versus Kevin Holland, who wins the fight?
All right. It's like half and half. It's like half and
I feel
half.
Like, no, I feel like that was actually like 70-30 in your favor.
We could fight right here on this bar. I don't
no,
give a
I
shit
hope
we'll
not.
Move the tables. And
I want nothing
I'm
to
not
do with that.
I'm not scared of nobody, bro. So no. You saw when Logan tried to come at me and I threw that mic at his face.
I saw that,
listen,
yes.
I ain't scared of nobody. You know, I come from the East Coast, so we don't play around over here, you know?
And then they've immortalized it on WWE.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible, though. Come on. That was so bad.
I mean, it's, as a longtime fan, that's pretty cool that they're...
I just thought it was cheesy the way they did it. And he, like, tapped them with the mic and stuff like that. But, yeah, I guess it is cool. Whatever. You know, WWE wants me, too, so...
They do.
Yeah, but later on when I'm, like, older and, you know, my body doesn't work anymore, I'll do that, you know? I always said that if I ever lose all my athletic ability and like, my body doesn't work, I'll just go to the NFL or NBA or something like
sure,
that.
Sure. Yep, makes sense.
Just being honest.
So, hottest free agent in the game.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
you or Francis
even
at this point.
Francis sucks.
Come on. Really?
In my opinion, in MMA and boxing, I want to beat him in boxing. I already said I want to beat him in boxing, but in MMA, I think that's an easy fight. But to be honest with you, all the guys that hate me, they all want me in the UFC.
That's true.
Do you agree with that? Every single guy that hates me and talks shit about me, they're like, throw him in there. Let's do it. And I'm not scared of losing, so I'm ready to go.
So I threw out this theory. Just you know, stick with me here for a moment. What if they say, all right, we will take you, but it has to be...
No.
Whoa. You don't even know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going
to
say.
What?
Contender series?
Yes.
No. I'd rather retire, bro.
Hey, no, Sean O'Malley went contender series.
I don't care. I'm not Sean O'Malley, bro. I'm bigger than him. I have the most followers than any welterweight in the whole, in all MMA.
Really?
So, yeah.
More than Usman?
More than Usman.
Leon?
You could do the checks.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So if they say contender series, no. What if they say tough?
No, it's not happening.
No?
Unless I'm a coach with Patty.
Yeah.
Imagine how many views that does.
No one's watching Tough. I mean, even Connor. I mean, let's be honest.
Hey, but I think people would want to see that.
Why weren't you a coach? I feel like you should have showed up there a couple times.
I mean, yeah. I was just going through some stuff with the baby and stuff like that. Yeah, but no, I'm always at Connor's back. So, you know, I was happy to watch him do that. That was awesome. It was a great season. But I just can't wait to see him fight Chandler, to be honest. It's going to be so fun to see him come back and then make that rise again and win a title.
Where's he at right now mentally?
I think he's mentally way better than where it was. I think he's doing amazing. I think he's training 3 times a day at this point, and he looks in great shape. I'm very happy for him. You know, he looks very in a very good space.
So the thing that I was going to throw out was, remember when Connor fought Nate at UFC 202, and we had
Nate Diaz. Oh shit, that's the easiest one ever. Oh my god,
that would be actually
you know it'd be Nate. Come on, it's easy takedown.
I'm down the middle.
He's lost to Joe Stevenson. Who else has he lost? All these rest. Quay Guida.
This is like 2010 you're talking about.
So you think he got better?
I think he got better. Yeah. It's
like, so you got better over time? Okay,
I think he got better over time.
I'll take him down. Trust me.
Okay. So so my theory was UFC 300, Conor Chandler, and you open the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That's, to me.
So who do you think I should fight to open the pay-per-view?
So I think you should be 170.
Okay. 170.
And... if it's April, then if it is Patty, it would be a turnaround. But Patty's 155.
Okay, so who's at 170? Who should I fight?
That's a good question. I like the Holland fight.
Yeah, I do like the Holland fight. Let's do it.
What about this guy, Shavkat Rakhmonov?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, all right, bro.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Yeah. I really don't know who that is. Who's that?
Oh, okay. Don't worry about it. I don't think.
Or give me, what's his name? Hazmat or Kumshot? What's his name?
No. Shamayev?
Yeah, I think he's. I hate them too. Listen, they all hate me, and I can't wait to fight them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Listen, my body's not hurt. I'm ready to fight tomorrow. So.
How close are we to a deal right now?
Right now we're pretty close. So I want to do it. I don't know. I mean,
should I call Dana right now?
Yeah, call him right now. Deal? Let's do it.
Dana,
come on.
No.
No. Yeah, I mean, call him. Yeah, sure.
Here's what I was wondering, and I mentioned this to you backstage.
Yeah.
There's
is Chris Hansen going to come out?
Because is Chris Hansen in the house? Chris
is he in the house? Because I didn't believe that was him. I thought that was an actor. I asked you. I was like, I thought it was an actor.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
They told me before.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell that I would have recognized him if he just
would
have walked out.
I was like,
it's Chris Hansen in a hoodie.
But I used to watch when I was a kid because everybody used to watch that show. I was like, what the hell is going on right now?
But not dressed the way he was. And then he was there to plug like a show or a network.
I know, he was there to plug a show and everything. I should have hit him with the mic too because he was a little bit of a bitch. I didn't know he had the whole tax evasion. And then,
how didn't you know? You said it on the spot.
No, I said I knew about all that stuff because of the podcast.
But literally, how did you know
that? His main producer got busted for being a pedophile. There's a bunch of things. Yeah, you guys can Google all this. I know everything. There's a bunch. Bunch of stuff, yeah. There's
no, but how did you know about the tax thing?
Because I listen to podcasts all day, so I like
really?
Podcasts. Yeah, so I actually learned that from. He was on Theo Von, and apparently he didn't pay Theo Von and like all this stuff. So that's how I knew that. Actually.
I couldn't believe that you knew that on the spot.
Smart.
And with Gordon, the next I
know a lot of people don't think that, but yeah, I'm smart here.
With Gordon, the next day you were very quick with the
Gordon, dude. I'm gonna give him the clout right now. I don't want to talk about
okay,
him.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think he's a loser.
I think that would be a huge grappling match.
I'm down to do that too, but I'd rather be in the UFC. I want to go and prove myself and prove that I'm, you know, a real fighter. Because obviously the boxing match didn't go the way I wanted. I want to show that, you know, my jiu-jitsu is on a different level.
So dream scenario, would it be 300 against Patty?
100%. Let's do it.
That's the one.
I mean, any of them. I don't care.
You really don't care?
No, I really don't care. I'm going to tell Dana White that. I don't care who it is. Just give me anybody.
They have to do it. I would be shocked if they don't do it.
If they don't do it, then I'm going to retire and then I can just
chill. Oh, really?
Chill. Yeah, I could just chill.
What if PFL won?
No, I don't want to. They're all
really?
Bums. Yeah,
you'll retire?
I don't know.
You've never been more notorious.
Exactly. So go me in the UFC. So
no, but if it doesn't work out, retire?
Yeah, retire. I don't need the money. I'm good.
You don't?
No, I'm chilling. I made enough money off the Logan fight.
Just the one fight?
We made a lot of money, trust me.
So you should have got pay-per-view back in.
I know. That sucks. So what do you want me to do? I can't.
How do you feel about taking some questions from the crowd?
Oh, I mean,
they'll be nice.
Depends on who it is. Because
man, look at this. This is a packed house here. This is incredible.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it. We'll do it.
Okay. I don't see GC any. Okay, GC.
It's very hard to see because these two freaking spotlights.
Does anyone ask Dylan a nice supportive question?
No, I don't want me questions there. You guys are heckling me.
Anyone, if you want to ask him a question, this dude right over here.
I can't see with these fucks.
Okay, make it nice. Yeah.
Would He's you just... fight in the PFL if it was Jake?
By the way,
yes.
Tell us.
Jake or Francis. Yeah,
okay,
Jake
this is a great question.
That is a good question, yes, Jake or Francis. Or if Nate Diaz goes to the PFL, that too. So those three fights, 100%.
Thank you for that. Where are you from, by the way?
I can't, right how do you see
New York.
New York, shout out.
Good man, New York, East Coast man.
By the way, did you see? Us. Yeah. Did you see those? I saw a pic and I saw a video of Jake with the gloves.
Yeah,
the PFL
he's trying
gloves.
To play Nate Diaz or something like that. Yeah, but I don't know.
Do you think he would do well?
No.
No.
I don't think so. No, I don't think he has a takedown defense. And jiu-jitsu is too hard to learn. And that's why these influencer boxers don't do MMA because it's too hard to learn.
Right. Yeah. What about Jake versus Nate in MMA?
Who wins?
Yeah.
Nate Diaz.
You think so? Okay. I just wasn't sure which side.
No. Of course, Nate Diaz. And 100%.
All right. Fine.
Any other questions?
Yes. What is your name? I like that hat. New York Knicks. Tell us what's your name and where you're from?
Richard from New York.
Oh, not a New York guy.
Good yeah.
What part?
Staten Island.
Oh, okay. Staten Island.
S.I.
Should happen.
Hey. Oh, come on. What? Five boroughs.
I didn't say anything bad. I just know Pete Davidson's from Staten Island. That's the only thing I know.
He's a good guy, too. It's a great movie.
So if you want to showcase your jiu-jitsu and you want to fight a real fighter and you want UFC, GSP needs an opponent.
That was offered, too. But then...
Thank you.
He was supposed to fight Nate Diaz.
Yes, GSP was offered to you for Fight Pass?
Fight Pass, sure, I'll do that. 100%.
Really?
Yeah, I would do that.
You would do a grappling match?
Yeah, with GSP?
That would be incredible.
Yeah, with GSP.
And they offered this to you?
Yeah, but then Nick Diaz is obviously a bigger name.
Right. All right. That is
a
great question.
We just got heckling, because come up here.
No, he wasn't talking about you. No.
I can't see who the fuck it is.
Chill.
I got the aim to fucking chill.
This is a family show. We're all having fun. Any other questions for Dylan?
You've been drinking too much, buddy. That's all it is.
There's someone over there that's raising their hand, Connor.
Let's go right now.
No. Stop.
Look, I can't hit you here from the mic.
We're all having fun.
No, we're good. I'll take care of that guy in 2 seconds.
What's your name and where
you're
from?
Good evening, everybody. My name is Luis. I'm from Seattle, Washington.
I can't hear you. This guy's screaming.
Chill.
Do something about it.
Chill. Stop.
I'm good.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so like I said, I'm Luis. I'm from Seattle, Washington. Dylan?
Nice to meet you, bro.
Yeah, likewise. I think you're pretty cool, man. One of the coolest things I think that this last fight, everybody got to see a different side of you, right?
I think
they got to see how genuine you are and how a real person you are.
Yeah.
I know you've been through a lot, you know.
Yeah.
That's it, right? From someone that has been through it, what advice do you give anyone that has been through those dark times and to get through it? Because right now I see you, like you said, you look ready. And I look forward to see you fight. So what advice would you have for anyone that, you know, that needs to get through it?
That's a fantastic question. Well done. I should have asked that question. So well done.
It's a great question. You know, I think you have to hit rock bottom. And then once you hit rock bottom and you have a lot of good people around you, and you just got to realize that the bad times will last and the good times will come. You know, nothing lasts forever. And you're just going to have the right people around you, I guess. Because if you don't, then you can really go downhill. So I was saying this, a lot of people left me, but then a lot of people have my back. I don't know, it's a hard question to ask for me, to be honest with you. And so it's just tough. But, the dark times don't last, bro. The good times always come, trust me.
I appreciate you, man.
And when you don't give up, man, no one can beat you. So just never give up. Yeah.
See you at the top, bro.
Just never give up. That's all I got to say, bro. Because you know what? Nothing lasts forever.
That's right. Amen. It's like
Great question, actually.
It's like the great Scott Hall once said, bad times don't last, but bad guys do. Yes. Razor Ramon. Shout out.
Awesome.
But you feel like you're in a good spot right now.
Yeah, I'm in a good spot.
Like, you could probably... Yeah. I feel like you could fight next month.
You know what it is when you don't have things to do. So, like, after the fight, I had nothing to do. I want to fight. So, like, you know, when... Volkanovski just talked about this. When you have nothing to do, you kind of just start going to a bad place, especially when you have injuries. You start doing these things, and then you break up with a girl, and then you just start going downhill.
Right.
And I resorted to the bad things instead of the good things. So now I'm learning to resort to the better things, the training and doing those things instead of you know, drinking and doing bad things.
Right. And yeah. If you did fight, who would be in your corner? Because you had a bit of like a hodgepodge of great MMA fighters, but no coach.
I have to figure that out still, because I'm still my own coach.
yeah, you had Andy Main, you had Phil Hawes.
Yeah. Great people.
Yeah, but there was no like coach there, right?
Yeah,
they
no
were just
coach,
like friends, soldiers.
I just, they really had friends there, yeah. I coached myself for that fight, I guess you could tell.
At least you got one more question for Dylan. Anyone have a question? Someone right over there popped up their hand. Someone over there. I mean, there's a lot of questions here. Everyone loves. Oh, a lot of love back there. GC, where are you at?
Hello.
Okay.
Hey, I'm from Cardiff.
He's back there in the corner.
What's up, brother?
Hello, I'm from Cardiff. I saw Ariel walk past me in the street in Cardiff.
I love Wales. What a place! Castles everywhere. Dragons.
We have castles.
It's a great
place. Cool. My question is, Dylan, you made me rejoin Twitter because my friend said you were quite entertaining.
I appreciate that, bro.
So I'm still on Twitter. After
that's all me, too. Everybody thinks I have like a team or a marketing team. That's all me.
Yeah, my question was...
Couple Zins, you just stay up all night in a coffee, you'll be fucking zooming, bro.
My question was that part of your game plan or did you just get carried away?
No, to be honest, it was part of the game plan because, you know, at the end of the day, people like fighting, but, you know, the entertainment is a part of it. So, you know, I want to make it entertaining, especially with a fight like that. It's all entertainment. So, you know, I just want to make it entertaining. And then the whole Nina thing, I didn't realize. Well, there's kids here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't realize that she was, you know.
Right.
And then I found out online and then I found her past and stuff like that. And then I just ran with it, to be honest with you. I can't say
no. No,
thing.
I think everyone knows what you're talking about. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Yeah, but now she's suing the shit out of me, so I guess it didn't really work out too well.
Yeah. Okay, one last one. Right over here. I believe that's TST over there, guys. TST, if anyone knows TST from the Ringer MMA show. That's one of my guys. Hello, TST. How are you?
I'm Gwell.
By the way, I never did like a question and answer. Like, this is crazy.
Isn't this fun?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It's different.
Everyone's nice. Everyone's
rather
nice.
Rather Chris Hansen up here. What the fuck's going on?
I want to give the people their money's worth. They get to talk to actual superstars.
I appreciate the compliment.
Dylan,
it's a mega superstar.
What is the best piece of advice Conor McGregor has ever given you?
Wow. Oh,
that's a tough one, dude.
That is a
he
good
gives
one.
Me a lot of good advice. Dude. The one thing is when I was going to start MMA, he told me if you want to do it, you can do it. And that was one thing that kind of sat with me. So that's one thing that I always take with me. And he always taught me that you could beat a man three ways. It's physically, spiritually, and mentally. So I always take that with me. And it's the same thing with Logan. He was a broken man. I just didn't take advantage of it. And yeah, that's probably one of the best things he's ever gave me.
Amazing. Yeah. I am very
there's a lot of good advice. Trust me, it's hard.
I'm sure.
I have to think in the moment.
But I'm very happy at the arc of our relationship.
Yeah, no, I'm happy.
We were in a dark place there. It was weird.
For a little bit, but people liked it, though.
I know, but you know what? Contrary to popular belief, I don't want beefs.
No,
I really don't.
I know.
I just want to live
a
peaceful
life. Were you and Chill, was that real?
In the moment? Look at you asking questions now.
I don't know.
In the moment, it was real. Did we squash it 30 minutes after the show?
Yeah.
And the thing about Chael is, like, we're actual friends. Like, legit.
Yeah.
Like, if I got married today, he would be invited.
Okay.
I don't know about. So
it's because I have a pass for your wife.
That's right. she's going to have to say something about that.
I'll be the best man, you know?
Right. Unfortunately,
that
didn't work out.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah. But so we have a friendship.
Did they used to say that to you in high school or no?
Stop it. So we have a friendship, and you could talk like that to your friends, and then you get all these people that come on their YouTube channels.
The thing
channels.
That bothers me with you sometimes is that you take things at me, like, and then I get upset because, you know, you're not a fighter, and I think you're the wedge.
What is that? What is that, the you're not a fighter thing? That, like,
because you can't
talk
to someone who doesn't know how to fight. That's why I was going to give you the wedgie.
I know,
and
but people are like, you wouldn't have said
like
any of that to Chael's face, right?
Yeah. Well,
I literally said
course,
all of that to your face.
Though.
I said it to your face.
You said it to Chael because he was on the screen. You wouldn't have said that to him.
I literally said that to you. I said
the
same thing.
And that's why I didn't get mad that first time, and then the second time I gave you a wedgie.
Nah, you didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't.
It's on camera. Everybody saw it.
No one saw anything. You just wanted to hug me. Anyway, Chael and I are fine. Everyone's saying apologize. Chael's apologized to me.
No, yeah. We apologize. We have talked.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
We're good.
We're good. We're good. We're good. This has been amazing, guys. I want you to show some love to Dylan Danis. Dylan freaking Danis is going to be in the UFC very, very soon. You're the man. Thank you so much, Dylan. Thanks for coming. Show some love to Dylan Danis, everyone. Taking some time out of his day to come hang out with us. That was incredible. All right, next guest. Who's having fun? Anyone having fun? Is this not the best? Listen, they say you can't judge the card, right, before it actually happens. This is the reason why I didn't want to actually come out and tell you who was going to be here. So none of you could judge this, but I'm
telling you, it's only going to get better from here, all right? It's only going to get better from here. Now, I do want to give another shout out because I have to read these things. I'm sorry.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right. Are we ready for the next guest? I'm very excited. Not yet. Let me do the intro. You went a little early there with Dylan. This is pro wrestling here. We got to actually like build this up. All right. So I wanted to book a very special show. I wanted to have people that mean something to the show and mean something to us. And there's been one guest, the first guest that we booked, the very first. We said we had to have this guest on the show. In fact, this guest wasn't even supposed to be here. But we got her on a plane. We brought her to New York City. Why? Because she is a member of the Parlay Boys. She is the pride of Venezuela. She is the number one contender in the women's bantamweight division. She is the great Juliana Pena. There she is. Juliana Pena is here. Show some love to Juliana Pena. Wow, look at Juliana. This is great.
What a vibe.
Isn't this fun?
This is amazing. How are you guys? This is awesome. Thank you.
Let's go, champ.
Yes, that's right. Mama's coming back soon.
We have a lot to talk about. Thank you for being here. Every guest that is here was in New York already. You're the only one that got on the plane. And you said to the UFC, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't need your $295 tickets. I'm coming to Ariel's show, and that's all I'm doing here. Is that right?
Hey, I said one way or the other, I got to be here. I got to be on this show. Ariel made it happen. Thank you, Ariel. Super pumped to be here.
This is amazing. Okay, we have a lot to talk about, but first, now that you're in the flesh, here, I can ask you, I can look into your eyes. Is it really you making the picks on the show? Because I'm actually now starting to, because you actually came into the green room over there and you're like, where's GC? Where's Frank? Where's there? I'm like, wow, you actually do know these people. So this is real?
I don't understand why, like, I put Shine on the show, you know what I mean? Because I'm a fan.
Yes.
And then every time I put Shine, he's like, it's not really you. It's not really, I don't know anybody that's going to question the Shine that I put. Why would I put you on?
I don't know. Maybe you have, like, an assistant or a friend.
I don't have an assistant. I'm not that rich yet, Ariel.
All right. So you're a legit.
I'm a legitimate fan of the show. And, of course, I've been watching you. We've been doing this for a long time.
We have been doing it a long time. And your picks are pretty good.
10-1, I think.
You 10-1.
You want to win your parlays, you better listen to what the VIX has to say.
By the way, GC, is that right? Is it really 10-1?
I don't know the actual stats. Okay, but right. She does well.
We're going to roll with 10-1.
I checked. It was like 10-1.
Okay, here's the ultimate. I haven't asked you this. Who is your pick for tomorrow? Because we've already announced your pick. Do you remember it, or am I putting
it's
you on the spot?
It's the girl fight, right?
I don't know, GC.
Yeah,
there's one thing that I know for sure that my dad taught me. Always go with the safe bet.
Okay.
Like, always, like, it's got to be a sure thing. You know what I mean? So, like, the girls, they got the punching power of, like, a pink bunny. And
yes.
You always know they're going to go to a decision. So, like, I'm always picking the girls to go over 3 rounds.
And is that the pick? Is she right?
Yeah, that is the pick. She hits me up every single week. We've never had to ask for it before. Tuesday night, the pick is waiting for us.
There you go.
Unsolicited.
I've never asked her for one.
Wow. She's the real deal. Well done. Okay. So it was last Friday. I'm sitting there. I think it was Friday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Friday. And all of a sudden, I see this graphic come up on Twitter. And it's Mayra Buena Silva against Raquel Pennington in Toronto for the vacant title. What happened? Why isn't it you?
I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you guys are going to be force-fed this horrible interim title fight.
Is it an interim? I think it's a vacant title fight.
No, it's going to be interim. Okay, they're just keeping it warm. They're belt warming until I come back. Mama's coming back. So apologies for the fact that I cannot compete, but I will be back fighting. My next fight will be for a title. So whoever wins between those two chicks, I'll be fighting the winner.
Okay, you've been promised this.
I have, yes.
Okay, that is good to know. Why aren't you fighting in January?
I know that everyone didn't believe me when I said that I had to, you know, fall out when I was fighting Amanda, but I legitimately did have an injury, and I'm still trying to heal from that. So I'm not going to, like, give every single injury because, you got to keep a couple of cards close to the chest. But I am injured, and I'm trying to heal from injury. I won't be back until summertime.
Wow. So I think he said you heal up.
Thank you.
So it's the same one that's persisting.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Fair enough. What do you make of that matchup? I know you say it's like the boring matchup and whatnot, but who do you like in it?
You know, I'm going to give a little bit of a shine to Raquel because I feel like over time she has gotten better and better as time goes on. You know, she's definitely a durable fighter. She's capable of being a champion and getting that belt. So I would say that Raquel has the veteran ness on her side. You know, she's a vet, and she's gotten significantly better as time has gone on.
I feel like you guys have a good relationship. You don't have a good relationship? Like, you and Myra are going back and forth. Like, there's a heat
okay,
there.
So here's the thing. At least Myra is like a dance partner. You know what I mean? Because look, at the end of the day, I want you guys, love me, hate me, whatever. I want you guys to be invested in my success. I want you to be invested in my failures. It doesn't matter. I need you guys to watch the fights. I want you guys to watch me fight. And the point of, you know, the banter back and forth is so that I can have a dance partner so that I can make it more exciting so that people are going to want to watch. With Myra, I have that in her because she's got a mouth, I got a mouth, and we can go back and forth. With Raquel, it's kind of like crickets, you know? So it's like, for me, it'd be better if Myra wins so that way we can make it more exciting for all of you guys.
Okay, so that was literally my question. Are you rooting for Myra because of this reason?
You know, I would not root for either one of them. It made the best woman win, and like, I don't want to put too much emphasis on either one of them. Who cares about them? Let's talk about me.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. What happened with Myra? Because I think, didn't she have like a suspension or something?
Yeah, she's a cheater.
I don't know what it was all about.
You give me an Adderall right now, I'm going to freaking go through the roof. You know what I mean? I'll run through the brick wall. I'll do everything, you know? So whether they want to call that performance enhancing, I don't know. But I mean, I know from like an MLB standpoint, you know, whenever people are about to get pot for roids, they say take the Adderall. So they can say, no, I have a condition and I have to take Adderall for it. You know?
I actually didn't know that. Is
it's
that a real
thing? It's a masking thing.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
How did you know that, by the way?
I got my sources there.
All right, fine. Yeah. Wow, I didn't even know that. Are you happy USADA's going away?
No, not necessarily. You know, they've been working so hard for the last 5 years to clean up the sport. So, like, when they said that they were done, it was like, okay, so it's going to be like the Wild Wild West is going to be a dang free-for-all. And, you know, everybody's going to be roiding up again, and it's going to make the sport, you know, harder to trust that people are going to be clean. I mean, even with USADA, this girl's popping for Adderalls, you know? Right. So I hope that they can get somebody that it's going to be, you know, as good. But for me, it was like, they usually come at 8:00 in the morning. Oh. I live alone with my daughter, and it was really dark. They came and knocked on my door like 5 days ago at like 7:30, and I like freaked out, like, who's here? You know what I mean? Like, who's at my door? And I was like, well, what are you doing here? Like, I don't know what happened to my original lady, but they came to test me so late at night. And I was like, okay, I guess this is their last free for, or their last, you know,
right.
Last hurrah. And then they're going to be gone. So
have they ever showed up at like 6 a.m.? I've heard those stories.
Of course, yes.
That's going to be the worst.
These guys are such a pain in the ass, yeah.
Why can't they show up at 9 or 10? Why does it have to be 6?
Well, we're already training at that time, but at the same time.
But they could come to the gym?
No, 6 a.m. is ridiculous. I mean, I'm waking up at 6 a.m. to take my kid to school. But before, it was like 6 a.m. Like, what do you do? Like, who even?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, wasting like your time and you can't go to the bathroom. You have to take blood. Wants to start their day taking blood at 6 a.m.?
See, and that's the thing is like when they take blood, like this is exactly what happened to me. And this is why I'm a little bit upset at USADA. They came in to take blood from me. The chick was like so, I don't know, couldn't stop talking and was like, we got all in the mix. And she ended up like forgetting that she needed to take as many vials from this arm. So she ended up having to do the other arm. So now I'm like walking out of there with like both arms taken and she had to take double the blood. And yeah, it was pretty annoying, you know, because I feel like you got to do your job, you know.
Right.
But, you know, maybe, actually, after that, I went to the UFC and I said, they're screwing up the blood test. You know, they said, the next time that happens, you tell them you're not giving them blood on the other side, number one. And number two, you'll never have to give blood like that ever again. And I didn't know that that was kind of like the precursor to them saying that USADA was done.
Wow.
But yeah, I think they screwed up, and I don't know exactly the ins and outs of everything that happened, but you know, whatever. As long as we have some sort of governing body to keep the sport clean, I think that's the most important thing.
Okay, this is what I want to ask you about, because I think a lot of people would share my sentiment here. Something happened in the last couple of years with you. Like, you were just kind of like swimming along, and then all of a sudden, like, you've really embraced this heel role. I mean, really, you and Dylan is quite the vibe too.
Yeah.
When did that happen? Like, what was the turning point?
I was wondering, is it like, you know, most hated MMA person night?
Wait, who's in that category? Just to,
Me and Dylan.
Okay, fine. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't in that category. I'm gonna exclude myself.
No, I mean your own fish to fry. Yes. I saw you and Chill last week on.
No, we're good. We're good. It's just friends. It's just friends.
Yeah, didn't look like it.
Just friends. So when did that happen? Like, when you took that turn,
you know, like I said, as time goes on, you kind of start to embrace the role that you're in. You're fighting on the biggest stage in the world, and you need people to be engaged in your fighting. And so if I got to say, I'm going to steamroll that bitch in the first round, then that's what I got to say, you know, because at the end of the day, whether I talk shit or not talk shit, I got to get locked in the cage and back it up anyway. So what difference does that make what I say?
Right.
At the end of the day, we're going to have to fist fight. So whether I talk, whether I don't talk, it doesn't matter. But if I do talk and I get the buzz going, maybe more people will tune in and watch me fight.
And there, you can feel it, right? Like, people care about you. It may be that they want to see you lose, but at least they care. Isn't that what you want?
I swear, there was a massive uproar in my DMs and all over my social media when they found out that Myra Buena Silva was fighting for the title, because they do want me. They do want to see me fight, and they want me to, you know, be the champion. I am the champion. I'm the synthetic champion. It's just a matter of time before I get that belt back. But with that being said, you know, I think that they do care, you know, and they do want to see somebody who is, you know, confident and boisterous, and somebody who's going to say, this is what I want and this is how I'm going to get it.
One of the great travesties, I would say, in recent UFC history is that we didn't get the trilogy with you and Amanda. You're 1-1. How do we not get the trilogy? Do you think it will ever happen? Will you ever entice her to come back, or do you think she is officially... He said that, by the way. The gentleman over there said, what did you say? She don't want the smoke. That's what he said. Hello, Amanda. Big fan. Do you think it ever happens?
I don't know. You know, I think that, you know, as from her standpoint, look, I already had told you, from a personal standpoint, congratulations, wish you the best right off into the sunset. You got your $10 million of dollars. Really hard to do your road work when you're waking up in silk pajamas every day.
What a line.
Yes.
I've never heard that line, by the way. That's a great line.
But, you know, from a athlete standpoint, it's like, how can you do that? When we're playing Rochambeau, we go 1-1, we just walk away and we say, we're not going to play finish to see who the winner is.
Right.
I think it's a little bit of a cop-out. And I think she was like, thanking her lucky stars that I got injured, because she knew that she was going to be in a dogfight. She knew that she was going to lose the belt. And it was perfect for her to take an easier fight, because then she can ride off into the sunset and say, you know, I retired on top. That's what everybody wants to do, is retire. They want to go out on their own terms. But since I didn't get to have that fight, she got to retire. And my goal is to make it so enticing for her in my next fight that she says, I'm coming back and we're going to settle this. And that's what I would like to happen, you know?
Can I throw something out there?
Of course.
I'm getting excited just thinking about it. Forget about the Juliana Pena, Amanda Nunes trilogy fight. There is a bigger fight that I want for you next year. And it's not even you versus the winner of Myra Buena Silva and Raquel Pena. Do you have any idea what I'm going to say?
Is it Honda?
No. She's long gone. You think she comes back?
No. Everyone kept saying, and I was like, they're telling me she's not.
The one that I think would be incredible to watch, and I think the build would be fantastic, the Venezuelan vixen, Juliana Pena, against the two-time Olympic gold medalist, Kayla
freaking Harrison. What do you think about that?
I would love to.
That's a big time fight. In her debut, she comes over and fights you.
Yeah.
That's big time stuff.
That would be, I love that. That cross promotion.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I would love that. Can she make 135 though?
She's done it. No, she did it. No, she did an Invicta 145. Can you, do you want to meet her at 40 or is that?
I'm willing to catch weight. You pay me enough money, we can clear these chairs. Yes, I'll fight you right now. You know what I mean? I'll fight anyone. You
all
know?
Right,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah, whatever. We can make a deal.
Okay,
I'm ready to make a deal.
I think that would be fantastic. Another person in the crowd mentioned the name Macy Barber the last time you were on. Then you said something, she said something, it went back and forth. Where does it stand with you and Macy Barber?
Yeah, I'm not going down. You know, your girl thicker than a Snicker. I can't. 125, which one of my butt cheeks are you talking about, you know?
Right, right.
So I can't cut down to 125, but absolutely, she wants to come up. Let's do it. Absolutely.
Okay, so you have options.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if these girls want to meet me halfway, and of course, if I met Kayla Harrison and they were able to do a cross promotion, absolutely. I don't see why that couldn't, you know, be in the realm of possibility.
On a serious note, being so high up in the game right now, but having to deal with the injury mentally, how are you dealing with this? Because like you're right there, right? This is everything you've ever wanted. You could be champion, you could be defending the belt, and yet the body is not allowing you to do that. How hard is that?
Can I be vulnerable with you guys?
Please, please, please. Let's be vulnerable here, Juliana.
Aside from this, I'm like in a sinking depression hole. You know
oh,
what
really?
I mean? Yes,
I'm
there's
sorry.
Nothing more depressing than being injured. But the way that I am trying to deal with that is being in the gym to help my training partners. You know, I have a lot of training partners that are also fighting in the UFC that are getting ready for their fights. So for me, my only way to, you know, make myself crawl out of that depression hole is to give back a little bit and to, you know, sit from the sidelines and be able to help them as much as I can. But I got to tell you, seriously, being injured and not being able, I wonder if I wasn't injured or if I wasn't fighting, like, what would I be doing? I'd be, you know, losing my mind. I'd probably be in jail or something.
Oh,
no. Punching people on the streets left and right, you know? I'm so thankful for MMA and what it has given me and how it's changed my life. I couldn't imagine me doing anything else other than being a fighter. And so when that's taken away from you, it is very taxing mentally to have to bounce back from that, especially when you're wanting to get healthy, you're wanting to fight, but your body is just, you know, not cooperating. So for me, I think that this is a great time for me to just take a step back and heal. I just need to heal. And then when I'm ready and when I'm healthy, and just like the UFC says, come back, girl. We'll be ready for you. Whenever you're healthy, you just let us know and you'll be right back in the mix.
I love it. Let's show Juliana some love because she will be back. She will be in the mix. She will fight for the belt. She will win the belt. No, don't go just yet. Don't go. Let's take some questions from the people, shall we? Are you cool with that?
Absolutely.
Let's give the people what they want. This gentleman here has a question for Juliana. Say your name and where you're from.
Steve from Brooklyn. So you were talking about you're always looking for a dance partner and someone just to kind of like promote the fight. Do you actually have any real beef with any of the girls on the roster?
You know, aside from the girls that I lived in the house with on The Ultimate Fighter, I would say no, except Myra Buena Silva, because, you know, she's talking like this girl's like making birthday wishes to like beat me up. And I'm like, it's not going to happen,
wow.
You know, so but I like that. I like that there's actually somebody else that's willing to, you know, tango with me a little bit verbally, because it makes, you know, me get out of bed and be like, hell no, it's never going to happen, you know. But with the girls on The Ultimate Fighter, I think that those beefs are real because I'm literally living with these people for 6.5 weeks and they're, you know, talking shit about me right in front of my face, you know. And so with Raquel, that was real beef. That is a real situation that I had with her where she was a bully and she was very mean to me in the house. And so when we fight, it's going to be like, this is personal for me.
Great question. Great question. Anyone else have a question for Juliana right over there? New York Rick is going to give you the microphone right over there, right behind you. Just say your name and where you're from.
This is Jeff. My son Max here. We're from Virginia. Big
hello.
Fans.
All right, cool.
Hey,
welcome.
Juliana, nobody is as good as you on the mic. Nobody talks like you. Do you have plans to go into TV after this at the UFC desk or something? You're
interesting,
amazing.
Interesting. Good question.
That's a great question. I fought in Fairfax, Virginia, so props to Virginia.
Shout out.
Yes. You know, Campbell McLaren, I have to be honest
right.
with you. Campbell McLaren gave me my start, and he had me commentating for Combate Global. Yes, it was on DAZN, and now it's on Paramount Plus. So shout out to Campbell for giving me my start. I could talk MMA all day. I mean, I could literally talk to a wall because I just got the gift of gab. And when you're passionate about something like MMA, it's just natural. It comes easy. I love commentating. Like I said, I got the gift of gab. And when it comes to MMA, it's like it's so easy for me. So what
I would really love to do is segue that into the UFC, like Laura Sanko, and be a commentator for the UFC eventually, you know? That's what I want to do in the future. Thank you for that question.
Great question. Any other questions for Juliana? We have one gentleman right over there, guys. Just let us know where you're from. What a great crowd this is, right?
Yes, isn't amazing. This amazing? It's so amazing. I
love you
it.
People so much.
I love
we really
it.
Appreciate you guys. All right, go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you? From Queens.
Shout out.
Queens in the house, baby.
That's right.
Thank you. I know we're all talking about Kayla Harrison, but what about Clarissa Shields?
Oh, interesting. Okay, Clarissa Shields. Do you know who she is?
Yes, of course I know who
Legendary
she is.
Legendary boxer.
Absolutely. Again, I would say that's a weight discrepancy, but
sure,
if we could
big.
Find a proper weight class for both of us, absolutely. Like I said, I am not privy to clearing this thing and fighting you if they pay me enough money, okay? So any and all comers, you just got to pay me.
Can I ask main event tomorrow, Yuri Prochaska, Alex Pereira? Who is your pick? This is not officially a parlay pick, by the way.
Let me tell you guys a story. So it's COVID, right?
Okay.
It's like literally crickets in the UFC event. You know, the Apex, there's like 12 people in the crowd.
Yeah,
it was horrible. I'm holding hands with Dominic Reyes' mom the entire time. And Jiri just came out and said that he was out in that fight. And I remember holding hands with Dominic Reyes. And when Dominic knocked him out, did that flash knockout, we jumped up and I said, he's out. He's out. And then he like flash knocked out, came back, and then he was able to win the fight. And you guys, I thought he was dead. I thought Dominic Reyes had died. I'm standing shoulder to shoulder with Sean Shelby, Hunter Campbell, and we're like, we are witnessing the first death in the UFC. We thought, and it's not funny. It's not funny because legitimately, Dominic Reyes, I don't think, has been the same ever since.
Right.
I was scared because I was like, we just witnessed somebody kill a man. Jiri Prochaska is an incredible athlete, and so I am so excited to see him come back. His fight with Glover Teixeira, amazing. And you know, I saw that he was like meditating in the dark for 3 days, not eating or anything.
Six.
And with that hair, you know, he taped it up, but he had like the little broomstick thing going on in the back. I wouldn't want to fight a guy like that. Oh my gosh, you can pay, we can clear the room and you can give me all the money. I'm still gonna say no, you know what I mean? Because he's a bad dude. And so
you're picking Yuri.
I would be happy to see Yuri win, absolutely.
Okay. I feel like a lot of people are picking Alex, but nice to see a supporter. And what about our friend of the program? Everyone together now. Tommy Aspinall, Aspinall, Tommy Aspinall. Na, 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 na. Tom Aspinall. Yeah, Frankie, well done, well done. That's the Tom Aspinall chant that we love every time we say his name. Tom Aspinall, Sergey Pavlovich, another kind of scary guy. Who do you like in that one?
You know, I like Sergey because he's just been, you know, on fire. And I would say props to Tommy Aspinall taking the fight on 2 weeks' notice, you know. I don't want to go against Tommy Aspinall because
you don't have to.
All right, I'm going to go Tommy Aspinall.
All right, Tommy Aspinall. La, la, na, 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 na. Any last question for Juliana? Anyone else? I saw one other hand somewhere. They love you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
My wife wants to ask you a question. Woo! How about that? I love this. Tell us your name and where you're from. Oh, it's Claire. My daughter wants to ask you a question.
Hello.
Claire,
here we go. How did you start being a wrestler?
A wrestler, fighter. How did you start? That's Claire, everyone.
Thank
Show some love
you.
To Claire. Yeah. Well done.
What a great question, Miss Claire. Thank you for that. My sister invited me to a woman's cardio kickboxing class to lose weight. And hey, I was a chubby bunny. Like I said, I like to eat. And so I started the woman's cardio kickboxing class. My coach, Rick Little, he asked me, where did you learn how to box? And I said, I don't know how to box. He said, well, where did you learn how to punch? And I said, you just taught me. And he was like, oh, you're a natural. And, you know, I haven't looked back since. I threw my first official punch, because, you know, I was fighting as a kid.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, I threw my first punch at 19 years old, actually, and haven't looked back since.
That is amazing. Wow. And so you would tell Claire, who's just starting her soccer journey, to keep going, right?
Yes, never give up, Claire. Keep fighting hard, and you know, God will bless you.
That is amazing. Guys, can we show some love to Juliana Pena?
Thank you,
guys. What a freaking legend. Thank you so much, Juliana. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Bye, you guys. Thank
the
you so much.
The future bantamweight champion of the UFC. She will be back. Thank you for coming, Juliana Pena. That was amazing. Wow. Who is having a great time? I feel like I'm Andrew Schultz up here with my little thing and the water. I am better than Andrew Schultz, the second best journalist in the game. He just sold out MSG twice. Maybe one day I can sell at MSG too, guys. Thank you. I did sell it out. That's right. I did sell it out. Thanks, guys. All right, we got another guest coming, but not yet, Joe. Not yet. Joe over here, he's a little trigger happy, Crypto Joe. He's like on the stocks over there. Okay, I do want to let you know that today's show is brought to you by our good friends over at Cash App. Who likes Cash App? Any Cash App users here? Yeah, even GC is wearing a Cash App sweatshirt. Shout out to Cash App. Guys, you need to look your best for the concert. You need to look your best for tonight. You need to look your best for UFC 295. You need to swing by the bar. This is the thing, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Very nice, very nice. Thank you, thank you. All right, guys, later on, thank you, my brother. At the end of the night, we will be taking some questions from you guys as well. At the end of the night, it smells very good in here, by the way, I must say. I'll also be taking some photos, but it is time for our next guest, my friends, and I am tingling with excitement here. I am so excited. We have two guests to go, and I am so excited about our next guest because I have said this before. This individual is one of my favorite human beings in mixed martial arts. Oh, you guys are going to be so excited to see this man. This individual is an absolute legend. He's the coolest guy. He had an incredible appearance when we came back 2 years ago when they were all coming for my head, and he had my back publicly. It was amazing to see, and what a treat it is to have him with us this week of all weeks in New York City. Why? Because on Monday, my friends, on Monday we found out that at UFC 299 in March, this man is finally going to fight for gold. And a few years ago, I predicted that this man will fight for gold. He is the pride of Ecuador. He is the number one contender in the men's bantamweight division. He is the one and only Marlon Chito Vera. Show some love to Chito Vera. What a guy. What a freaking legend. Look at this guy. Marlon Vera in the house. The coolest guy in the UFC. Man of the people right here. Chito, 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 Chito. Wow. This is amazing. Thank you, my friend. I love this guy. I love this guy. Isn't this cool?
This is... Alo.
Yes.
This is fucking cool, dude.
This is cool as hell.
Gracias, hermano. This is pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, thank you for doing this.
My aspirations to comedy are about to start today.
I appreciate that. Well, we'll see. Well, the people just want to hear from you. They want. By the way, how are you so cool all the time? Like, where do you get these outfits? The one from the Face Off 2 days ago. You're rocking up there with the shorts and the where do you get all this stuff? Who's your stylist?
I myself, Google, dude.
I know,
monkey see, monkey do. If I see something cool out there, I ask for it, but. I mean, shout out to my boy, Teddy Sanders from Emilio Andore. He's the one that set me up. Yeah, Queens, baby. Queens.
That's right.
Queens in the house, baby. Come on. And, you know, just cool people in the industry that I get to know, that I like, that I fuck with, and thank God they fuck with me back.
I love it. Were you always this cool, or is this something you developed? Like, how do I get cooler like you? I just feel
I try.
You
try,
okay.
You know, I try.
And the thing about you is, I've never seen you look the same twice.
Never.
It's always like you either have no facial hair, mustache, beard, long hair. It's unbelievable. You're like a chameleon.
I mean, I go with the flow. You know, I go by feeling. I treat life by feeling, so I don't know how to explain that.
I love it.
It's me, you know.
Okay, so Monday, they announce UFC 299.
Yes, sir.
You versus Sugar Sean. Yeah. This is big, man. Remember a couple of years I predicted.
You say that.
And so here we
After
are.
After my first main event, you say that.
This
say,
man.
This man, whoa, fuck that guy. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's just like dreams and things can become real if you just keep consistent. How many things you put aside to follow that path and how many people in the middle of the road just turn back. For those that never turn back and keep going, no matter what, they see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Can I ask you, in March, after Corey, did you not see the end of the tunnel? Were you losing hope?
I mean, you see darkness, but if you keep moving forward, you find it. I mean, I said it before and I said it again, it's hard to lose. Especially the way I work, the way I live my life. But you just got to keep plugging away and you find those answers. But I mean, that was a setback, but never let myself down.
Yeah. Did you know that they were going to announce it on Monday?
No.
You had no idea. Did you know it was happening in March?
I knew for kind of like a long time, but they just announced it.
Yeah. Do you know where it's happening?
I don't know. I heard speculations, but I don't like to speculate.
Yeah,
I speak
only
facts.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully it's close by.
Yeah. Maybe West Coast.
Hopefully.
Okay.
I like East Coast too.
You do like East Coast.
I mean, to be honest, my life, my career changed after the Frankie fight. And
right
I was
here.
MSG, so I mean, I wouldn't mind come here and be the main event here. I mean, fuck. I blew that roof up.
That was incredible.
It was epic.
What a freaking, yes, that was one of the greatest knockouts that we've ever seen. I spoke to him on Monday. I don't know if you know this. Of course you know this. You were watching.
You know what's crazy?
Yes.
I really was calling I didn't know it was live.
You didn't?
I didn't know. I mean,
you were sitting with Action.
I was with Action.
Yeah.
We were in the studio, but he's always playing MMA interviews, podcasts, and while we work out, even we can be chilling, not paying attention, and something's playing,
okay,
right?
Okay, okay.
Could be some jazz, could be some music, but most MMA.
Yeah.
And I saw the interview, and I always just find so stupid what he was saying that I was calling you to talk shit for fun. I was like,
"Oh no,
I'm gonna call this guy." That's why he texted me like, "Come on, pick up, bitch."
Yes,
I swear to God, I didn't know it was live.
Oh,
I will never disrespect your job like that.
I
called him twice.
Yeah.
I mean,
I saw your number pop up on my computer. I'm like, I wonder if he knows. And then you said, "Pick up."
I was just hearing what he was saying. I was like, "Wow, you really." Talking about that.
Yeah.
You're saying,
what didn't you like?
I mean, it's not like he didn't like. I'm just like, the message is just silly. He was talking about before the fame, he getting no pussy. And
you're
with
right.
fame, he kind of get it. So that means he had no game.
Right.
I mean,
right.
if you're waiting for fame to get pussy, you're fucked.
Sure.
That's like paying for it.
Right.
I mean, that's cool. That's look whatever you want. But you got no game. To get it in your own, that's kind of lame.
Well, what about what he said? What about what he said that you wouldn't be getting a title shot if not for him?
No. Change it. This fight wouldn't be happening if I wouldn't beat him.
Exactly.
Again, gotta say facts. I mean, a man, if you lie often, you gotta remember what you say.
Right.
You just fucking speak facts. Even if it's against me, you just gotta be like, yo, I fucked up or whatever, but it is what it is. You can't make things up. This fight is happening because I beat him. If he would have beat me, I don't know.
It's not happening, no.
It wouldn't happen.
No.
No, no.
Does it annoy you that he doesn't accept the loss?
I don't give a fuck about what anybody says. If I let the opinion of one person bothers me, I won't make it at all in life.
Right.
I really don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck.
I need to apply this to my own
life. You should.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to start with not reading comments.
I know.
I mean, if you pay attention to what somebody that you don't fucking know say, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, the
problem's with you, right?
You're the problem.
Yeah.
If some random guy goes,
you suck,
you're ugly, you got a big nose or whatever. It is what it is. You just got to be like, cool, dude. Like, cool. But I'm okay with myself. And the people around me is the people that I love and the people that I'm expecting an advice or a criticize. And I'm okay with that. But somebody I don't know, fuck that person.
Were you always like that? Or did you have to learn that mindset?
I mean, I guess you learn with time, but I've been always like this. Like, I don't know. I'm just cool.
Nah, I know. I just didn't know, like, when you started, maybe you did read the comments and it did affect you.
I mean, when I started, I got no followers. Like, shit. It was just my mom saying, go, mijo, I love you. It's like, cool, mom.
Yeah. It's incredible where you came from, right?
I mean,
that you're about to fight for the title, from Ecuador.
I put things in perspective and I just look back and I'm like, holy shit. I mean, it's possible. And it's possible for everybody out there. And that's that's a message that really matters. It doesn't matter the beef, the shit talk, the build up. All that is just fucking making your nails. It's right. Bullshit. It's like, yeah, cool. But the message and the inspiration you throw out there for that person trying to do something, which is everybody's trying to do something, but don't everybody have make it yet.
Right.
That's what it's all about for me.
It's it's so improbable that a guy from Ecuador would be in this spot, right?
I mean, when I tell people when I was 16 years old, I was like, I'll be a UFC champion one day. I want to be like GSP. I want to have all Ecuador behind me. Like he have, like he have Canada, like, and he's well known around the world. I want that. And people was like, cool, dude, go to college. Or cool, dude, get a job. And I was like, I didn't get mad at that people because that people was giving me real advice. I mean, who think about fighting back then? Even today, it's still kind of hard to make it. Just imagine back then in Ecuador, when there's not even a guy that speaks Spanish in the UFC. Mm. I mean, besides Goyito Perez back then, who was the other one?
No, it was literally no one. Like, so, we were celebrating Kane. He was Mexican-American. He wasn't even from Mexico.
He got a blue passport. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I actually don't know what that means. What does that mean?
A U.S. passport.
Oh, blue. U.S. passport. Right. Yeah.
We got the red one. We can go anywhere.
That's right. And you know what's amazing? And maybe you haven't had this conversation yet. Maybe you have this conversation if and when you win in March. But your wife has been there with you since you were kids, right?
Fuck, yeah. Maybe longer than you.
Maybe longer than me and my wife. I met my wife in 1994. I was 12.
No, I know, but you're older than me. How old were you when you met her?
12.
What grade is that?
7th. Did I beat you? Really?
Oh, I beat you by fucking far.
Really?
4th grade.
4th grade. Holy smokes. Really?
4th grade.
4th grade.
4th.
Wow. But you weren't dating in the 4th grade, were you?
No, I mean, I wish.
Yeah. How long did it take?
A few years. I mean, high school when we were like 13.
Okay.
First kids by 14. First kid by 17.
All right.
We went a little quick.
Yeah.
We wasn't to get that time back from 4th grade.
Sure.
I was
sure,
like, come on.
But yo, to be together, like, she's been there the whole journey. And
oh,
now you're about to
everything.
That is ride or die.
We were like, oh yeah, even more than that. I don't know what's the word for more than that, but it's more than that. When I used to talk about fighting, not everybody, 100% of everybody was like, cool, dude. Like, that's not happening, or they were just not even listening. She was kind of like, I think you will do it. We'll watch YouTube videos like Pride FC or whatever. She's like, I see you doing that shit. You're crazy. I mean, wow. I was like, she saw me fight in the street like 1,000 times too. So she knew that I was kind of like down.
Yeah.
But like, she understood it. She was like following the lead with me, because how many men had a woman that went like, you know what?
Maybe
that's lame.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Or they want quick success. You know what I'm saying? It's the full ride. And that helps too in the long term, in the long way.
At no point did she say, maybe we should think about something else.
Never.
You went to Albuquerque for how long? Six months?
I left the home there for 6 months. And then I left the home when I moved to Cali to try to win a fight, to be able to afford to bring them from Ecuador. And I left for another year.
Wow.
Never complain.
You didn't see them for a year?
For a year.
Wow. How hard was that?
Heavy shit. Heavy, like really heavy. Dark.
1 year. And how did you get them over?
Beating one guy in Australia, and that helped me to bring them. But after I bring them, there was no money left.
And then what?
I was fucking hustle.
What'd you do?
Teach it like 20 classes a week, whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I clean the gym. Fucking anything.
That is amazing. And now you're literally this close.
But that close is also that far, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can't fuck around, can't take it for granted, can't think because the guy looks funny, can't fight.
Right.
I mean, you gotta really do the Debbie Goggins, you know, you gotta stay hard at all times. You can't be like, ah, cool, I'm cool, people like me, everybody asks me for a picture, I can lay down. Fuck all that. I train the same way I was training that year. You know what I'm saying? Like, the mentality, the greed, the desire doesn't go away. Doesn't matter how much money you make or how successful you are, that can go away very quick if you start fucking around and really good at not fucking around.
And so when you go to bed at night, do you allow yourself to even think about what life would be after you win? Like, what that do you let your mind go there? Or
I mean, I have a crazy imagination. I mean, if you go to my brain, you get lost.
Yeah.
But like, I just live it today. I mean, yes, tomorrow I can be the champion. Yes, tomorrow I can have everything I want and all these things I have on my list. But that's just a wish. I mean, I'm just happy. I'm healthy today. My kids are healthy. My father, my mother, my wife. Like, it's just like, that's what I'm saying. I'm cool. I'm chilling. I'm like, everything is okay. And I mean, I'm just grateful.
Yeah, it's amazing. This is why, because that it comes across. Your gratitude comes across. You're a very authentic person, and people want to root for you, and they want to jump on your train to see you go to the top. You're a very easy guy to root for and to want to succeed, because you are yourself, because you're a cool-ass dude. By the way, he said that he wanted to fight you in Ecuador. Do you believe him? Sean?
Oh, he got raped over there.
Could you imagine?
We don't like beaches out there.
No. Do you think if you win the belt, they'll do an event in Ecuador? Is there a big enough?
We're bringing it.
Yeah,
I'm bringing that shit to Ecuador. I mean, that to me,
that's right.
Besides the belt, that's my main dream. Yeah. I mean, that'd be fucking crazy, dude.
That would be amazing.
Is
there a venue big enough?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You could build one.
No, there's one right now. There's one actually in the coast in Guayaquil. There's one that is clean. It's brand new. I don't know the people that can the capacity, but it's good. I mean, I fought in Brazil. Right. I saw those venues.
We can get
UFC in Ecuador. I fought in Argentina. I went to Chile and Uruguay against fighter. We can host a venue.
All right.
We just need the people to come together. It's all about the fans. And they got to do their job. I mean, I'm doing my job. They got to do theirs. The UFC, they listen. If there's enough people saying the same shit, they go like, you know what? Give it to them.
Right.
So it's up to the people. Come on, people.
That would be incredible. I saw that video of you. I think you were picking up your nephew.
Bro.
And, right? And everyone was surrounding
and
you.
And they're kids. Something. I mean, you can tell kids.
Those are like 8-year-olds.
It was high school. And they just fucking circled me. I mean, at least make a line. They just fucking went whoop. And I was like, I was with my friends and from here, from the US. And they was like, what with them? Like, they're kids. I mean, they won't hurt us. But adults do the same thing. They just fucking and you're like, okay, you're kind of too big for this shit.
But did that shock you that all these little, because like
that's
grown
heavy.
Men, yeah,
it's heavy because it's like kids normally don't pay attention
to MMA, especially right
to anything. But they do pay attention. I mean, they do. You think they don't pay attention, but they know things. I mean, kids are smart, and that's where going back to the message. I get it. I'm not a fucking perfect person. I fucking cost a lot, as you guys can see, but. You gotta send a good message. You gotta like just do it a little cleaner. You can't be a fucking piece of shit just because you become something.
Right.
Because kids are paying attention.
Sure.
And they are the future. That's what's coming next. You can just tell them like, yeah, fuck yeah, drugs. Yeah. No, that's fucked up. Don't do that. Especially because you're somebody for them. You're famous or cool to them. And they're like looking up and they're like, you can't just show shit. You can. You gotta show the other side. Like, hey, where do you grow? You're too young for this. This isn't it. I wasn't like this when I was a kid. You gotta become something first to try things like. And that thing is very important. I know that because I got kids. I'm not fucking smoking weed in front of my kids, and I smoke a shit lot of weed. But like, it's just like an example. It's
right.
Like I'm not lighting things on my kids' faces.
Right.
They have never seen me smoke.
Right.
They know maybe. But they have never seen me.
Right.
Like, never seen me. There's no weed at the house. Everything is in my little man cave. Like, there's no kids allowed there. But you started at home. I mean, you can just think like, oh, yeah, it's natural. Yeah, natural for me. I know how to handle it. Kids doesn't know how to handle it. They don't know how to handle anything. So you got to just teach better things. Don't be a Sean O'Malley in small words.
Joe, let me know. Is our last guest here or not yet? Not yet, right? What's up?
7 minutes.
Okay, no problem.
7 minutes.
7 minutes. Let's take some questions for Chito Vera. One guest, all the hands are coming up. GC, you got a guy over there? Okay, here's a question.
Hey guys, I'm George from Brooklyn. Rapid fire questions, real fast. Chito, how do you finish Sean, number one? Number two, indica or sativa? Number three, is there ever a world where you smoke a joint with him, or is it just be forever?
Okay, so the first that, one was...
I know. Okay, all right. I got great memory, bro. How I finish him, I don't know. If I would, if I know what happened tomorrow, I wouldn't be here. I'll be rich. But I kick his ass. I'm ready for that, so you will see. Indica Sativa.
What is that, by the way? I don't know what that is.
It's a strain of marijuana.
Oh, okay, gosh. All right.
It's like...
I thought it was like some Ecuadorian dish.
It's like red wine or white wine.
Okay, all right.
I drink both. I smoke both. Okay. So that's a mar to me. Last one. What was the last one?
I don't remember. You said you had a good memory.
See,
I don't
test that memory.
Do you remember?
Would you ever smoke with them, or is it beef forever?
I don't have beef with nobody, but he's a little funky and weird, so I don't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying?
There you
but
have
I'm
it.
Cool with anybody.
By the way, can I ask before? We'll get to more questions, I promise, but the face-off was a great face-off. What did you see when you were facing off with him?
Fuck, that motherfucker is ugly.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a cool outfit. I like this outfit.
Cool.
His.
You like his?
It was cool with the chain.
Turtleneck, fucking tight jeans, fucking up the hill. That shit is fucking corny, dude.
All right.
Like, it's almost like you purposely want to look like shit. I get that part. I do that sometimes, you know, I go flip-flops, socks,
sure.
Long basketball, like Adam Sandler.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah,
because he purposely don't give a fuck.
Right.
He actually think that's cool. That's a problem.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But did you see anything in his eyes? Like, what did you take away from that?
Nothing, bro. It's a fucking face-off.
Really?
Put us in the middle of the center and I tell you exactly what I see.
Okay.
But in a face-off, there's security there.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of... Oh, okay. Fuck. I don't want to get canceled.
It's fabricated.
I mean,
all right.
You see nothing.
All right.
We see
some people say like I look in their eyes and I see fear or I see doubt or I see
they're full of shit.
All right, fine. That's Cheeto for you. Who else? We got a gentleman over here who's rocking a UFC. What is this? Like the uniform thingy there? It's a Cheeto shirt. Okay.
Come on.
New York Rick is gonna hook you up right over there.
Chapin from New York. You versus Sean is going to be the event of the year. Whenever the big boxing fights happen, one of the main event walk out with a rapper. Would they ever let you walk out with Action Bronson? Or
asked.
Is UFC just not let for whatever
I already
reason?
asked.
You did?
I asked like for my last six fights I've been asking.
And they say no.
And I keep asking.
Yo, this is the one. This is
Action,
the one.
This is it.
I know, but I mean, I can speak for what he won, but the UFC is the UFC. I mean... It's either you accept it or you get in a fight with them, and I don't want to fight with the people that pay me. So, put it like this: I already asked for Action to walk me for the last probably six fights.
That would be so
and
sick.
I told him, don't even rap. You just fucking talk shit. Go crazy in there, and he will. But maybe I just have him walking with me as my corner. I mean, we can do that.
Would that be possible? Would you consider that?
Well we have an extra corner.
Yeah, you have four, right?
Yeah.
So would he be the four? Could you imagine Action in the corner?
That'd
He's
be cool.
Like, oh my God. Are there any Action Bronson fans here? The freaking man. Yo.
I mean, that could happen.
Oh my God. Yo, Action showing up in the uniform, walking out there. I learned today, he was on a podcast today, Pablo finds out he hasn't worn pants, he said, in 15 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
He's always wearing shorts.
Always. He can be in fucking Alaska in minus 1,000 degrees. He's in shorts, New Balances, and a cut shirt with a hat.
What a legend. What a guy.
Yeah.
Great question. I would love to see that happen. Who is next for Cheeto Vera?
Hey, give it to the Ecuadorian.
Ecuador. Is that a Cheeto shirt?
Come on.
He's wearing a Cheeto shirt.
I know.
And
he didn't even
know that you were here. All right, who's up? Go ahead.
Con mucho orgullo, Cheeto. Te quiero muchísimo. Tu pana de Nueva York. Nacido aquí. Okay? Are you the next champion, papi?
Gracias,
I love you.
Muchas gracias, papi. Muchas gracias.
The Ecuadorian
community is huge here. Every block, there's an Ecuadorian.
Really? Is there like one area that is like...
Queens, Roosevelt Street,
back.
Wow. I went to.
That's why you and Action get along so well.
I mean, we are born the same day.
That's crazy. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we like the same shit.
Yeah.
I love that guy. That's my brother.
It's amazing.
That's my brother.
What is like the best? If someone wanted, I've never had.
Can I take this?
Sure.
Okay.
There's no water in there, but you could take it.
No, I like the mug.
It's cool, right? Yeah. Please take it. By the way, I've never had Ecuadorian food. Like, what would be like the thing?
Go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
okay,
sorry.
It's okay. We got him.
Yeah.
Go to Roosevelt and Warren.
Okay,
and
in Queens?
Queens. There's food trucks. Actually, you want to go tomorrow?
Tomorrow I can't. I have soccer. My kids play soccer.
What time?
There's one game at 11 and I think one at 4.
I think we're going to go early.
Okay, all right.
Bro,
all right.
You eat in Cebollado. There's kids here?
Yes, my kids are here.
Okay.
My kids are
okay, I was about to say crazy shit.
Okay.
If you eat what I'm going to encebollado or arroz con menestra, bro.
But what is that?
You make another kid.
Okay.
I'm telling you. That's all I can say.
Is it like rice and chicken or?
Bro, like the rice is rice, beans, and meat. But the way it's cooked, the meat and the way the beans taste, is not any other country that's like that.
Wow.
And encebollado is soup. There's fucking.
Have you guys tried this dish? Okay, this guy has. I mean.
You
can,
bro,
this guy can walk you out too,
I
right?
Know,
you can
be your high with back. A mic.
Yeah.
We got, bro, Roosevelt and Warren.
Okay.
Next to by 90th Street. That thing is fucking Little Ecuador.
You went while you were here?
I went. It was crazy.
Did they recognize you?
Bro, it was crazy.
That's
amazing. It was like going back home.
That's amazing. I love that. All right, who's next for Chito Vera? Who's next? Sorry, my man over here. Say your name and where you're from.
Brandon from Astoria, Queens.
Oh yeah.
Have you? By the way, he's wearing an F That's Delicious shirt right there. Have you been to this spot that he's talking about?
Yeah, Roosevelt Ave. Let's go, all the Ecuadorians. Let's go. Shout out to the YouTube chat. All right, my question is, was there any point in your career where you felt either hopeless or like took you to the next level? Where you know you had a few losses early in your career. Was there ever one that you know kept you down or motivated you to keep going? Or, you know, it could be your kids or gym change. What was that?
I mean, that's still happening today. I mean, it's just life. Some, you know, motivation comes and go. I mean, you can be the most successful. I mean, you see out there the most successful people and something happened, sadness, they kill themselves. Or like, that's a real thing, the mental health. And that's something that I pay attention to the most. To me, it's not about how strong my muscles are. How's my head is like the traffic of positive thoughts is something that I pay attention and how I try to maintain that, because we all have bad days. We all wake up and we're like, fuck, I'm not feeling today. I'm not feeling good. This is not for me. Or you just, your guts tell you something that doesn't feel right. And it's how you handle it. Whoever handles it the best is whoever will go farther and become stronger. And that's something that you got to work on yourself. Like, no one can help you, believe it or not. You got to push yourself to feel better. You're welcome.
Well said. Frank, I did not hear you there, whatever you were trying to say to me. So I don't know if you want to try again. No, it's not working.
You need me to scratch your back?
I don't know what's going on. Maybe relay it to someone else. Is our next guest here? Is that what you're trying to tell me? I can't tell. No.
Boom, 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 boom. 7 minutes.
5 to 7. Okay, I don't know what you're trying to say to me. All right, my man over here, maybe Eric.
Throw the mic like Dylan.
No.
But throw a little softer.
Hey, so Chito, I know you can't walk out with action to the UFC event.
No, we're still going to, you said
we're
maybe.
Walking, we keep pushing for it.
Maybe, I hope so. But I've seen action at the AEW events. Would you walk out with him to those?
I would love to. I already told him, I have a little costume I can wear so I can... I can get in those little fights in there, and he can use me as a weapon. He can throw me to his opponents.
That would be. Did you see his match?
I was coming and I couldn't come.
I was there. I went,
bro.
The only time I would ever go to an AEW show is when Action Bronson is competing. It was amazing.
When he told me, because I know when he was a kid that was his biggest dream.
Yeah.
When he told me, I can feel the happiness coming on telling me, because that's like me being in the UFC.
Yeah.
That's something huge. And I was like, I'm going to be there. And I had to travel back home and I was like, fuck. And I couldn't cancel because it was important.
This guy flew out to San Diego when you fought Dominic Cruz. I think for like 12 hours he was there.
He flew in, flew out.
That's crazy.
It's a real one. It's a real one, bro.
That is a real friend. Amazing. All right. Who's next for Chito Vera? A couple more here. My man right over here.
Okay. What's going on, guys? My name is Josh. I'm from Long Island, New York.
What's up?
I train out of Longo and Wyman MMA on Long Island, New York.
Nice.
Chito, I'm a big fan. You inspire me a lot. So I'm trying to fight by the beginning of next year. What advice would you give to me or any other young aspiring fighters that you would like to give maybe to yourself from like years ago when you first started fighting?
Great question.
I mean, don't compare yourself. Don't like don't see the guy next to you and be like, oh, that guy is getting success a little quicker than me. That guy's getting fights or is winning more. Or even guys that are already made, don't see them as like, oh, they're too far. Because we all have different paths and we all have different obstacles. And I mean, life is crazy. Dude. Like if I could tell you like six fights ago, I was like a million years from what I am right now. It's like life can change in a day, but you got to stay consistent.
Good luck to you, my man. You're with a great team.
Keep it up.
By the way, where are you going to train? Because I think Ruka closed, right?
Ruka got sold. So everybody that was in one side of the group, of course, get kicked out, right? Because that's a business work. So there's when I fly back on Sunday, there will be a place already ready to start.
And will you be with Jason? And
I'm with that guy forever.
Nice. Jason Perillo, the great Jason Perillo. All right, who's next for Chito Vera? Young lady right over here. Say your name and where you're from.
Jennifer from Brooklyn. My question is, have you ever had so much animosity against one of your opponents? And when you fight on Saturday night, how are you going to contain that so that you can stay focused in the plan so you can beat Sean?
I mean, I really don't mix my emotions with any opponent. Doesn't matter if they talk or if he doesn't talk. I already fought him before. I mean, it's not going to change the way he is or the way he acts. So I just don't pay attention to really nothing. I'm not like, I'm not looking online. I'm not researching what people say about my name or what my opponent says. I don't even go to their social medias and see what they're doing.
Wow.
Because it's about what I'm doing. I don't care what they're doing. I hope they're getting better. I hope they're doing, because that's what I'm doing. I'm waking up every day and focusing on myself. It's a competition, it's with me. How hard I push myself and everything. So Saturday night comes and we all are scared. Everybody wake up thinking like, what the fuck I'm doing here? It's real. I mean, if a fighter at the highest level told you like, yeah, it's okay, you don't feel nothing, he's not a fighter. You wake up that day pretty much saying, what the fuck I'm doing here? I don't care how much you post on IG and you flex, that's fake. It's hard, it's difficult, but it's, again, how you handle it. And I mean, when you get to the cage, I mean, you can be a nice guy or a bad guy, I want to break your face regardless.
You get nervous in the locker room?
Fucking shitting diarrhea every 5 minutes. I mean, what I can tell you, I mean, you really feel your gut boiling. I mean, and that's just because you care. That's why I put everything on the line. I know how hard is the risk, but there's also the reward is pretty sweet. So to me, it's like, I mean, right now you don't feel nothing, of course. 2 weeks before, you go like, whoo, fuck. A week before you go, okay, this is serious. The day off. You want to see?
Brutal.
Hey, can we call it, guys? Please, yeah. Come on. But all that is a roller coaster, and how you handle it. You gotta be cool with it. You gotta accept it. You gotta be like, you know what? This is what I signed for, and go hard.
It's amazing because like the one that I always talk about is GSP. GSP would tell me that he would look at himself in the mirror in the locker room and say, "What are you doing? You're crazy. You sucked. You can't." Throw up in the locker room. Burt Watson, you remember Burt Watson? He's like, let's go. He's throwing up. And yet you keep wanting to do it. You like, it's such a painful
the
process.
The moment the last round goes ning ning, you go, oh my fucking God, I want to do it again.
Really?
I mean, to me, it's like the moment I'm behind the curtain and my music sounds, I'm fucking red. I'm flying. I'm like, I'm already, I know how to turn it on. Like the 15 minutes before, I'm like, whoo, this is awful. The moment they say go, 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 I'm a demon.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine. I get nervous every time I do my show. I can't even imagine doing
that
walk.
It's heavy. It's heavy.
Unbelievable. I think, Frank, you were trying to tell me something there again. This calm situation isn't good.
No, I was just saying 2 to 3 minutes.
What's that?
2 to 3 minutes.
2 to 3 minutes before our last guest. Thank you, everyone, for being here once again. Chito Vera, freaking legend. Are you going to UFC 295? Are you going to 295 tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're going. But main event, can I ask? Who do you like?
as a fan, but I'm a nerd. As a fan of the sport,
I know. I remember, by the way, you remember on the pandemic when you came on my IG and I was hitting you with the trivia and you were like getting answers like Strikeforce, yeah. Elite XC.
I'm like, okay, nerd.
This guy is real.
As today, I watch at least like 20, 15 fights a day.
Really? Just today?
Like I just wake up and go to Fight Pass or go to YouTube.
Yeah.
I just kill time like that.
Unbelievable.
But fuck.
So Yuri Alex.
I will pick the bigger guy. But who, I want both to win.
I don't know who the bigger guy is, to be honest.
Yuri's the bigger one.
Is he?
I'm assuming.
Man, Alex is huge.
He's huge. But did he fight at 205 before?
Yeah, once. Jan Błachowicz in...
That's true.
In July in altitude in Utah.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
And
I
mean, two-weight world champion in glory, kickboxing.
He's a bad motherfucker. But Yuri's a fucking weird samurai too. Yeah. So that motherfucking...
But his striking is a little unorthodox. Yeah, he goes like this. He was in my studio and he was so intense. Like he was looking...
Yeah,
he went into a dark room for 6 days. One meal.
No, he said 3 days.
I think he also said...
What I heard was 3 days of dark fasting. I fast for 3 days.
You do?
I fast for 3 days, but I don't go to the dark room. But I get what he said. I do a lot of the tank.
Yeah.
You float, the floating tank.
Oh, the tank. Float tank,
yes. I do all the weird shit that works. I mean, you have to take your mind out of it. For example, when I'm surfing or when I'm running, I go there too. My brain goes to that state because those are the two things that I really love.
Right.
And I like and give me benefits. But the fasting is for health. I do go 3 days without eating, just coffee, tea, water.
I was going to ask you, anything? So it's coffee, tea, water.
So no food, just liquid.
No food, 3 days.
And not even juices, just water.
Jeez Louise.
But
that's not hard?
It's really hard, but hard things make you better.
All right.
And the main reason is like inflammation. You let your guts rest. Your body get a spikes of good things. And the cancer cells will die when you're starving yourself. They die before the good ones. So it's for... wellness at all. That's why I do the ice bath, the sauna, and I eat like a scientist because, you know, it's important to take care of yourself.
It is very important. I'm very excited to bring out our last guest. So here's the thing. We had Dylan, and then we said goodbye to Dylan. We had Juliana, and then we said goodbye to Juliana. We're going to keep Cheeto up here. I think the move is... to keep Cheeto up here.
Yes.
I think the move is to keep Cheeto up here. Why? Because I could feel that this is like a New York crowd, right? I feel like this is a New York City crowd. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing some signs that these are some real fans. Like these are some hardcore fans of this show, of the people that I like, of the people that love MMA, of the people that support the show and have been supporting me and everything that we've been doing. And I'm seeing some signs like the question over there, and I saw the question over here, and I saw the shirt that this man is wearing. And so let us say hello to the Renaissance man, the rapper, the chef, the host, the one and only Action Bronsolino. Bronson, you don't even know. You don't even know. My man, look at this guy. Oh my God. Look at this guy. Action Bronson.
Make you sit like this without food? What's going on?
No, there's some stuff. There's some stuff, some pizza.
I just came from a 4-year-old birthday party. I'm fucking out of my mind right now. Excuse my language, kiddo.
Hey, that's my son right there.
Oh, see, that's my
son,
what I knew.
My brother, my wife, my son, my daughter, they're all here. Big fans of yours. Action Bronson in the house. Wow.
Queens Mayor.
This guy is the mayor of New York.
Mayor of Queens.
This guy's
governor.
Came in hot.
Your son's birthday was today.
I'm off the yerba and the zin.
Oh my gosh. Have a seat, Action.
I hate this this type of seat.
Why?
I can't even touch the floor.
Look, piano.
I like to stand. I'm going to stand.
This is open mic night.
Yeah, it's open mic. Hello, how are you?
This is amazing. Happy birthday to your son.
Thank you so much.
How old?
4 years old.
4 years old. Happy birthday.
He's a man.
So, Action, you know... look at this guy.
So many feet. Yo, this outfits. He just has so many outfits. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
It's your fault.
I wish I could dress like this.
You're wearing shorts. We learned today 10 to 15 years you haven't worn pants.
That was an understatement. I think it's 20.
Okay, wow. Even if it's like January, February.
You remember that thing called the polar vortex?
Yes.
I went through it with those. My legs stand the test of time.
They are incredible. You are thick, man.
Yeah, I'm a thick guy.
Look at this.
I'm 270 right now. I'm not lying.
For real?
That's heavy.
Hey.
I'm heavy.
But it's all muscle.
Yeah, exactly. I can make weight tonight.
This guy got surgery.
It's all about being
vibe.
Shredded by tonight.
He's got what?
This guy got surgery vibes.
Yeah?
You know what I'm saying? The guy fighting Tom Aspinall.
Sergey Baka.
I thought that's what he said.
That's what you're saying. Sergey like Sergey Baka.
Sergey Pavlovich.
Vibes.
Like,
you have that strength, you know.
So you know what's crazy about you being here? Like, we've had like multiple questions about you.
Why?
Before you came, they didn't even know you were coming.
That's crazy.
And by the way, the hair. Can we just talk about
it's
the
unbelievable.
Hair?
It's
unbelievable. Yeah, the hair is like popping out here.
If I told you why I have this hair, you wouldn't even believe me.
Tell us.
So, in Major League Baseball, in New York City, there's a Dominican man named Jordan that cuts everybody's hair.
Okay.
I'm going to go to his shop, and I have to give him something to work with. So I'm trying to get a Dominican haircut with either David Ortiz there or like Lindor, you know, someone nearby. This is why I have this hair.
How long does it have to go?
I don't know. It depends on the style.
Okay.
Whether I want to blow out or do I want to get like mohawk with the. It's all about having like a Dominican baseball player haircut
for the
2023-4
upcoming year.
For the new year.
Yes. I like that we're just standing now.
Because this is what you do when you're in a cipher. We should stand in a circle.
You've had multiple tours. You're used to selling out. I mean, this is not bad for a little MMA show, right?
I was going to tell you. I mean, you know, got to make it a little bit more accessible next time. I just had to pull so many crazy moves.
Really?
You know, if you saw it, I can't even believe the police are not around. Like, long time ago, you couldn't do any of the moves I just did.
What do you mean? Like the turns and
stuff? Yeah, turns.
Damn.
It was just craziness.
I offered to pick you up.
It wouldn't have worked.
It wouldn't have worked? Okay.
Anybody but me driving wouldn't have got me here.
You drove yourself?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, what a freaking... You want to know what kind of a legend this guy is? When we were talking...
They broke my mirror. I got one mirror hanging off.
I'll pay you back.
This is New York City, bro. Come on. What are we doing?
A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about this show with GC and New York Rick, and they were like, oh, man.
Shouts to my guys.
Yeah, They're right over there.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, maybe Action will come. I'm like, I'm not asking Action. Like, the guy's too busy. He's got too much going on. He's working out. You did guess it. One guy did guess it. And then you texted me that you were waiting for the invite. That you were offended.
I was offended.
You were.
I was offended.
I don't like bothering you.
No, you're not bothering me.
The only one.
Yeah, bullshit.
That's an easy excuse to just not invite me somewhere cool.
No. What happened? Is there an issue here?
No. He just doesn't invite me cool places.
Bullshit. Check this out.
Okay.
You know how the UFC operates?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, check this out. I was in Queens with Shane Gills.
What were you doing in Queens without me?
Yeah, that is weird.
Wait. I told you where I was going. I called you. I did a podcast with Shane Gills, right?
Okay.
You know who that is?
Sort of.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a comedian.
Yeah.
Is he funny?
It's fun. All right. He talks shit.
Okay.
And I was heading from
Flush
Queens.
Queens in the building.
Yeah.
To him, right?
Yeah.
To kick it with him.
In the building.
My manager called
Long
me, yo.
Long Island Expressway's in the building.
They called me face off right now.
With Sean, I was in the scale.
It's like, hey, come to the hotel right now. Turn away.
Where was that face off?
At the hotel.
They made that shit look like that. The hotel. What hotel was that?
The Marquise.
The New York. Yeah.
The Marquise.
Do you want me to say it?
The Marquise.
You know what he's talking about. The New York Marriott Marquise.
Oh, yeah.
Broadway's biggest hit. Guys,
if I would have been like, yo, face off in 10 minutes, he would say, fuck you.
Theater, Cats.
Yeah, no, I know.
Who knows about Cats at the Winter Garden Theater? Off Broadway.
Hey, so one of the fans here, Action, asked the question about whether you could rap Cheeto out to the cage when he fights Sean O'Malley for the belt. Cheeto has said he's asked, what you said, 5 or 6 times UFC to do this, and they, why are they saying no? This is like money. This would be incredible.
I don't really know, to be honest with you. It's going to be, when you rap to the crowd, like the speakers, and it's always weird.
Okay.
It's weird. It would be better if we danced to the Like if we did like a dance sequence, but yes, not like Izzy's dance sequence, like yeah, like a salsa.
Okay, in honor of Ecuador. So okay.
Well,
so
we're gonna go cumbia in honor of Ecuador.
I don't know what that is.
It's that.
Ow.
Well,
ow. Ow. Come on, give it up.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
This is like Tiny Desk.
Things, exactly.
I love it. Do you see him on Tiny Desk?
Come on.
Fuck, he's so come good.
On. Don't embarrass me.
No.
Don't embarrass me.
I mean, right here, I think legitimately like two of the top 10 coolest human beings that I've ever met, right here.
You know we're born the same day, right?
Born the same day.
Born December 2nd. I'm about to be 40 years old. I know it doesn't look it.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
But, yeah, come on, Sag.
Yes.
It's all about Sagittarius season, bitch.
Tongue.
Could I ask?
The archer.
That's right. Well, because Sagittarius.
On a horse, will half the horse, as I am.
Look at this guy. I mean, look at this.
No, that's not even the
good
arm.
No, that isn't the good arm. What song would you choose for him, though? Like, what song that you best, you know, that you think best represents him?
I mean, I've been telling him that he needs to come out to Herbie Hancock, Watermelon Man.
And?
No, I mean, it's another level of music. That's really something that, like, drives emotion. It gets me crazy. I want to run through a fucking wall when I hear that song. I want to break my head off of my body and throw it at somebody.
Yes. Okay.
So that's something that I'd like for him to do in the future. And it doesn't have to be mine. I'd be...
This would be a sick...
Make it louder. Put the bass on.
Yeah. Put it up in the headphones. It's okay. We'll get demonetized. We have permission.
We don't want to get you. Okay,
that's
okay,
fine.
Yeah,
that's
no.
fine.
Okay.
We have permission.
Yeah, that's all you can play. We're on live right now,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. We're on live.
That's
live.
What we're giving 10 seconds.
You now, since you're on YouTube, go ahead and look that up. Look up the Headhunters. That's the type of music I want him to come out to.
Open to it?
1,000%. I like it too.
That would be incredible. Now, he also said if you're not going to, but like you could maybe walk him out and corner him as the fourth guy. Could you imagine you in the corner?
I think I have some input.
Yeah?
I think I could give him some intel.
Like what?
It depends. That's what I see. I have to read the situation. I've been breaking it down.
Would you feel comfortable?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
1,000%.
Yes.
It's 60 seconds. Perillo is talking. He gets inspired. You think he would...
Okay, coach, actually, now you talk. And then I start telling him what to do. Yeah. Exactly.
Punch him in the chest, Cheeto.
Exactly.
What do you think of Sean O'Malley, by the way?
I think he's a great fighter. I just think that it's one of these matchups that needs to go down again, you know? Yeah, you already know what it is, man.
Yeah.
Ecuador is Queens.
That's right.
It's in Queens. Jackson Heights. I think he's a great fighter, but I think my man right here is going to be the next.
What about the fact that he said that when he called the show on Monday, he didn't actually realize it was live?
Yeah.
He thought you guys were just watching like a pre-taped interview.
I watch reruns.
Yeah. So, but you were, I think, the one that told him to call, right?
I was like, you got to call him right now. He called you right now. And that's what happened.
I really thought it was already happening before.
Oh, my God.
It's good to get those type of moments, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, it was authentic.
But I feel like he wanted to express himself in so many ways that he couldn't. Because it's not nice. You know, he wanted to not be nice to him, so it was just like, yeah.
Leave it.
It's better to leave it than to be sorry.
Sure. I noticed where you were, right? You were in your, like, workout area.
You knew it.
The first time I met Action, I think it was in person, but I went there when we went matzo balling.
Yeah.
This guy, can I tell the story?
You can.
It's 10 a.m. and we go to his spot where he works out and there's paint everywhere. And this was actually a little bit before the workout phase, right? There was like a couple things, but it wasn't like, and this guy.
It was all a joke at that point.
Yeah. He's doing some stuff, some recreational stuff at 10 a.m. watching on a small laptop. Like this has got to be like a 10-inch laptop or something. Watching PFL prelims, like not live, it's 10 a.m. So he's watching old PFL prelims at 10 a.m. by himself.
I was like, wow, this guy is...
I'm just researching.
That is next level.
Keeping up on the craft.
Are you going to UFC 295 tomorrow?
I shall be there.
The other thing you have to appreciate about Action, this guy gets tickets. I don't know how he gets first fight. He's one of those dudes, those celebrities. You don't show up for the main card start or the main event. This guy is first fight of the night, early prelims.
And you know what that gets me?
What does that get you?
Motherfucking Mel Gibson gave me COVID at the prelims. 100% facts. What did Steve, he was telling you that you chill with some weird people when it's just you and Mel Gibson was just sitting in front of me and we're like, he's like, yeah, man, it's crazy, right? And, and that's what happened. He got, we all got it together.
He gave it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson gave it to him.
I got second degree Mel Gibson college.
Second degree.
You know, it came from Mel to Action to me.
First he hates the Jews, COVID. Then he gives you COVID, he almost
he
kills
hates everybody. Guy.
He does hate everyone.
He hates himself.
Yeah.
That's that was, really the origin.
That was Poirier McGregor, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Three.
Three, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, who do you like in the main tomorrow? Yuri or Alex? Give us the Bam Bam breakdown.
I don't know, man. I think we've seen Yuri endure some serious punishment. You haven't really seen Alex take that type of punishment and continue. He gets knocked out.
Right.
Yuri doesn't really get. He continues. I feel like it's gonna be very close, but I'm gonna go with Yuri on this one.
Yuri, okay. Wow.
I know it's not a popular. Alex is.
I'm with you.
He's scary. There's a lot no of people. About
actually,
that.
Like you guys are one of the few.
He's dynamic.
Most people are picking
Yuri's
Alex.
Dynamic.
You know, we were there before the first fight started. That's why.
Okay. All right.
He's just dynamic, man. I don't know. It's he's another. I don't know. It's
what about Tom level. Aspinall? What
I
a
got
guy.
Ah,
Tommy Aspinall. Does anyone want?
He's just an unbelievable specimen.
Tommy Aspinall.
You know?
Yeah. He's unbelievable.
It's an unbelievable skill set for that size of a man.
He's Frank Mir meets Cain Velasquez. He's
if
the hybrid.
If they had a kid, yeah.
If they had a kid, like the body type. But the way he moves and wrestles, he's
faster,
got the...
Faster.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Wait, he moved like a lightweight, like for real.
Does anyone want to ask Action Bronson a question? Are you okay with that?
Yes.
I feel like...
Oh, you already fucking put me on the spot, so go ahead.
Yeah. What do we got? Come over here.
You already offered it.
Yo, so I saw you at Rolling Loud a few years ago, and there was no service. I was trying to check the UFC, like what was happening live. You
and
stopped
I told
your show.
What happened, right?
You stopped your show, and you told us respect. Thank you so much for that.
And what was it? It was Sanhagen and who? And,
I forgot who was going on at the time. I was watching
it
you.
Was
I was
Glover
watching.
Glover and Jan. And
yes,
Glover
yes, it was.
And Jan.
Thank you for that. I appreciate
You're welcome,
it,
bro.
Respect.
He just wanted to show you love. He just wanted to show you love for that. What a guy.
As I was waiting to get on stage, it was Peter Jan and Sanhagen, I believe. Yeah.
All right, we got another one.
Appreciate it.
Yes, one more right here.
Bam Bam Baklava, what's going on, man?
Hi.
Andrew from Sarajevo, New Jersey.
Andrew, what's up?
What's up, man? Tiny Desk, awesome. That's
Thank
delicious.
Have you guys seen his Tiny Desk yet?
Yeah.
Freaking amazing. Really amazing.
Should I play you and take you down?
No, it's okay. They're going to take us
you
down.
You wait a long time for things like that. That's one of those things in the music industry where it shows that they respect what you've done.
Freaking amazing.
You know? They asked me to do one at home, like a Tiny Desk at home during COVID. I was like, nah, I'll wait for the real thing.
Is it really that small? Like it's like...
Well, no, it's a big office in D.C. They just make it tiny.
I love it.
It's one human being's cubicle. And they just decorated it around.
Legit.
The, yeah.
And you pick the other people with you? Are those your guys? Or
those are my guys. Are one guy. I mean, a bunch of them have been with me for a long time. One guy who plays the bass is my olive oil guy. I didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys tried his olive oil. It's tremendous. He actually makes your olive oil.
He doesn't make it.
Okay.
He sources it.
Okay.
What he does is he chases the harvest.
Okay.
Northern, southern hemisphere. You know, things bud at different times.
Right.
So he's the chaser.
Okay.
And then we the tasters together.
Fuck, that sounds delicious.
That does sound... I don't even know if we got your question. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I felt like I was in an episode of F That's Delicious.
Yeah, right?
Like him talking about the harvest.
You curse like a sailor on TV, but you're not going to do it here? Well, F That. I know, you're fair. They
kids.
See it too.
No, they don't know. They see it.
Daddy doesn't say about the wars.
He doesn't say.
Daddy's a good man.
Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I know you're a big fan of, you know, World's Strongest Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big guy yourself. I'm a former big guy as well. What's your favorite thing to work out?
Fucking Lord. My favorite thing about... I love the stone lifting.
Mm. I love lifting a stone and throwing it as far as I can. No, seriously, I like doing like weird, unconventional lifts. I love to use the mace. Today I swung a 65-pound hammer 500 times.
Sir, have you done this with him? Oh,
I believe him. Yo, he does crazy shit.
Yeah. Wow.
I got crazy hammers in the house.
Do you ever skip a day?
Huh?
Do you ever skip a day?
I don't skip it. I do something, but I don't
something
skip
every
it
day.
Until I have to.
It's unbelievable.
I'm a drug addict.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay, one more
this
for
is my
action
way to
right
stay.
Over
here. This is my way to stay straight.
What's up, Action? Joe from Brooklyn, Joe. Big fan. You got
look at his head tattoo right over
it's
here. Like this
one.
Is the real
Smith.
Deal.
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
He's looking like a young Bam Bam Bigelow right here.
My question is, you have any more like New Balance sneakers coming out, collabs or whatever?
Absolutely. I got things coming up until 2026, hopefully.
I mean, what about?
Thank
I've been
you.
Wearing, I mean, the amount.
You're really
of,
doing your thing. I appreciate that. You
everywhere.
Know, you're shining right now, bro.
They look great,
yeah,
right?
No, shine you're glowing. Like you're glowing in the dark.
Yeah,
it's what you're doing.
Like no, like I'm shocked at how many people come up to me when I wear these.
Shouldn't be.
You got the baklavas. Yeah, like no, I'm at like my kid's soccer game, and dads are coming up to me. I shouldn't be. You're right.
No, I want
you
your children to want the shoes. I don't want the dads.
Yeah,
I mean. I want the kids to want them. Like, yo, dad, I want those. Not the soccer dads.
I am a soccer dad myself.
Yeah, me too.
Shit. Will you be a soccer dad?
Yeah,
you think?
My son's a dribbler with the left foot.
Oh,
he could keep it on his foot. He's 4 years. He started dribbling at 2.
Okay.
He could keep it on his foot 100 yards. I can't even believe it.
Really?
On the left.
On the left. Ambidextrous.
No.
No.
So on the left.
He's just,
lefty.
Just figured,
lefty like
big,
ankle.
Big left.
That's big. That's incredible.
Lefty like ankle.
I love it. By the way, the fact that you would come here
when
means
did I
the world.
Meet
when did you meet Cheeto?
Oh, I mean.
Like 3 years ago, I think, at this point. Right?
How did you meet him?
Centuries.
It's been lifetimes ago. I feel
happened
like.
Happened before we're alive.
We're fucking kindred spirits. You know? Yeah, that's right. Well, past, present, future, however many lives there are, we'll be friends.
Do you remember the first
that
time
was
you
sweet, right?
It was very sweet.
I love you.
Look at this look. Do you remember who introduced you guys? Like, do you remember the story? Like,
each other.
You just introduced each other.
Yeah.
You just said hi and that was it?
I just, honestly, my wife is Colombian, or we. My boys are Colombian. Everyone that we watch fights with, like my main homie Mike Rojas that I watch fights with, we just been a fan of this guy way before anything, you know? Like, we just chose him, and then somehow we chose right, you know? You know when you choose your guy early?
Yeah, for sure. That's your guy. And right, I love the support that you have for him. You'll fly into San Diego just to watch him knock out Dominic Cruz and then leave that night, in
that's
and out.
That's how I do. I've flown to Germany and flown right back.
For real?
Just like that.
Not for a fight.
What am I staying there for?
Like, you came here. Like, you came
here. Go there and get the hell out of there.
I feel like you could do stand-up. Have you ever done stand-up?
No, this is uncomfortable.
This is weird? Okay.
You know why? Because I can't stand still.
I know.
And I rock a lot. I do this. And it's going to be pointed out a lot. And sometimes I do this.
No, we're...
I sweat from the underarms.
Is it... Like, tell me if it's rude in closing, and then I'll let you go. Is it rude to ask for, like... a freestyle to commemorate this
that's
moment.
Crazy.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's wild.
That's rude. That's overstepping.
See, now I'm fucking fully offended.
I'm actually gonna. You know I'm gonna text you.
This is a totally
I'm
separate
say,
sector of my life.
All right, sorry.
Watch the tiny desk.
Okay, five.
Nah, I'm joking. Yo, nah, I'm not doing it.
Okay, I was so excited. I thought we had him there for a second. You already know me. You don't already know.
There you go. I heard you rap. I heard those songs you've been writing.
Oh, my God. I mean, Tupac back in the day, I used to go play basketball, and I would listen to Hit 'Em Up. Like, when, you know Hit 'Em Up?
Of course.
Oh, my God. That's why you...
That's what you were listening
I can't,
to?
That's what
you
I was listening to.
You
were dunking on
motherfucker.
Up.
You go crazy.
Oh, I was...
give me the ball.
First up.
Take it easy. You're in New York.
I literally cannot...
You're
yeah,
in New York.
I know. This is bad. Guys, can we show some love to these two guys? Oh my.
Nah, get up. Make some noise for the best. How many times? 15?
13. 13. And we're about to make
How
it
many
14.
Times?
We're 13. And we're about to make it 14, despite what the haters
That's
have
right.
to say. They're all coming for me. What do I do about the haters? What do I do? Fuck the haters.
You know what to do.
That's right. Thank you so much.
I want
I really
you on
it.
Juice. I want you on steroids. That's what you do for the haters. You start taking some
Thank
juice.
You so much.
Start doing some juice.
This means the world to me. Getting to meet people like Chito in action is the best part of this job.
Make some noise for the man.
The freaking
MMA Hour live. Where are we at? The City Winery?
City Winery.
Come on. The whole team is here.
The whole freaking crew. Queen stand up.
I seen Dylan backstage and Juliana.
They're all back
Hell
there.
Hell yeah, I love it.
All right, well, do your thing. Thank you so much.
All right, that's
they're,
it?
They're kicking us out.
Yo,
kicking
peace. Us out.
There they are. Action Bronson, Chito Vera. Thank you so much to them. Legends. Legends. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. I will never forget it. Wow, how much fun was that? We only have 8 minutes left. I could have stood up here swaying back and forth with those guys for 3 hours. That was incredible. Shout out to Cash App. Shout out to, yeah, no. Much love. Shout out to DraftKings. They got it. You know, they pay the bills. They pay the bills. I always like to think there is no show. I'm a huge sports fan. I'm a huge sports radio fan. Shout out to Pat McAfee and Dan Lebatard. Come on. There is no show that delivers like this show. There is no show. Can we Barry Horowitz ourselves? Action Bronson, Chito Vera, Dylan Danis, Juliana Pena. Unannounced. Unannounced. And we have to turn people down as well. The best team in the business. GC, New York Rick, Joe, Mysterious Frank. Where are they at? New York Rick, come up here. Let me tell you a little story about New York Rick. 2011, this guy emails me. Hey, I'm a big fan. I'd love to. You know, you guys know about the email. 2012.
That's not my voice.
We build the studio. He freaking carries the glass on his back through the subway. We should all be so lucky True. To have a friend like New York Rick, a loyal friend like New York Rick. Look at this freaking guy. I go to ESPN. He says, I'm out of here. I'm leaving too, without a job. First day, first show at ESPN, he shows up, and I told him, I told New York, remember I told you, I was like, these dudes don't know anything. Just sit in the control room and tell them what's what. Much love to the guys at ESPN, we love them, but they just didn't know the show. He sat there, man bun and all. I'll never forget it. We do the freaking 8-hour show. We had all the guests, DC, Stipe, Brian Ortega, Max Holloway. It was right before that fight.
It was a banger, yep.
Just another Monday, really, if we're being honest. And then I remember the boss walking in and saying, all right, how do we get New York Rick on the team? Remember that?
True story.
And it took like 4 freaking months for them to actually hire you, but they got it done. Where's GC at?
That's happened 3
Where's
times.
Where's GC at?
Where's GC?
Is he not even here?
Here he comes.
Here he is. Here he is. The pride of Georgia.
We're standing. We're doing this. I'm not as cool as Action Bronson. I gotta sit down.
And so
like y'all don't gotta follow me.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand.
And so when we go to ESPN and New York Rick, you guys follow ESPN MMA. It's a fine account. It's fine. It's fine. He built that account. He made it happen.
No team.
And dare I
Great
say,
team.
It's not quite the same. But much love, much love. We're all about peace and love, peace and love. What happens when we leave? He comes back. Ride or die. We should all be so lucky. But then we're wondering, how are we going to get a new New York Rick? Because he doesn't want to be on the production team anymore. He's Mr. Social Media now. Oh, wow. Mr. Big Shot, social media, 2 million followers. How are we going to find? We had nothing. We went through like 50. I hope none of the people who applied are here. I'm sorry. But you guys were not impressive. It just wasn't an impressive group. And so shout out to TST right over there. He sends me an email and he says, what about Connor Burks? I did a couple of radio shows with him, but I was like, could this guy, like, does he know MMA? Does he know anything about it? We don't have to answer that question. Now he freaking is watching, like, you know, one championship prelims at 6 a.m. This guy has freaking immersed himself in this sport and has taken it to another level. So how lucky are we that we have this guy in our lives, right?
Look at me just give my flowers up here. This is amazing.
And then... First day on the job, I'm like, who's this guy, this audio guy who like pretends like he knows everything and is bossing everyone around backstage? And why does he not want to be on camera? Well, I met Mysterious Frank, and he to me is like the Baba Booey of the show, if you know what that means, right? He's the Baba Booey. I play off of him. He's incredible at what he does. We had the two old guards, Alex and Joe, who knew the show, so it was very comforting to have them there. They were there in the old era as well. And so I will tell you this right now from the bottom of my heart.
who knows what happens next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I will never do this show without these guys, ever. I will never do this show. And they don't have a say in the matter. Either they're coming or I'm not doing it. And they're incredible teammates, and I hope all of you have teammates and colleagues like them in your lives, truly. I'm very, very lucky to have them with us. I don't know how much more time we have.
Thank you so much, man. I mean, this really got emotional.
Yeah, I'm talking a lot. I don't know if you guys want to say anything.
My agent will be in contact, and we'll talk about the next step.
We have 4 minutes. Should we take some questions? 4 minutes?
No, before we do that, can we just give a hand to Ariel? I mean, the man who pulls it all together. Not only hosting the show, giving us this entertainment, but he's booking all these guests as he lets us know all the time and how much he hates it and dreads it and sweats it out every Monday. But shout out to Ariel for putting this all together.
So
Frank! No.
Where's he at?
I don't think he's even here, actually.
I left a long time ago.
I heard something. That's from Master Control back at the studio. All right, let's take a couple questions because I promise. What do you got?
Hey, Tyler from Jersey City. How far in advance do you guys know your guest schedules?
Oh my God.
That's a great question, man.
Now you're speaking to my soul right now.
The sausage being made here.
I love doing the show. I hate booking the guests. Why? Because I put so much pressure on trying to get the biggest names. Like, you know, oh, Action just pops in here. Cheeto, it's not easy to get these guys
Did you guys have
here.
A good time tonight?
And this is why I don't tend to block people very much. Except for these days when they're, you know, showering me with anti-Semitic praise. But when you criticize the lineups, that hurts me in the heart because it's not easy to get these guys to come on. And to me, you may be, I don't know, Conor McGregor, you may be, you know, Vyacheslav Borshev. They're all giving us their time. So just show them some respect. How much am I paying them? top dollar. So to answer your question, I don't do it too far in advance because I always want it to be relevant, right? Like, I can't book the show for Monday because I don't know what happens tomorrow, right? So I have to wait for the fights to happen. Yeah, so Sundays aren't very fun. There's a lot of stressful. And the worst is when you wake up Monday morning and you're like, you wake up to a text from someone being like, hey, bro. Anyway, no one wants to hear me crying because they're going to say, oh, you're crying too much. Any other questions? What do we got?
James from New Hampshire. This one's actually for GC. GC, for each bet that you place, do you actually place your own money?
Yes, that's actually awesome. That is my good friend Carson, who has been at many bars with me while I'm streaming it on my phone, pulling my hair out, stressing out over prelims on an Apex card. Devin, my roommate, knows all too well. I've made Devin an MMA fan for watching every single event with me. Yes, every single bet that I give out, talk about, I have placed, yes.
Plus 100 units, everybody.
That's right.
Plus 100 units.
Not only that, no one has asked him to do that, and we have said to him, why do you do this? And that just shows like the real deal that he is. Like, if he's going to make the pick, if he's going to tell you what his pick is, he wants, like, I'll be honest, when I'm doing Parlay Pals, thank God I don't do it anymore, I'm not making those picks.
Shout out Juliana Pena, though.
Yes, shout out.
She's killing it.
But he's making all of those picks. Okay, one more. I wish they weren't kicking us out at 8:30, but they are. City Winery, boo. No, I love you guys.
Johnny from Birmingham, England. Ariel, can I get your thoughts on Ali Abdelaziz?
Oh, wow. We're going to end on that note?
We're going to end the show here. Skip. Way to end on a negative, sour
note. By the way, did you come all the way from Birmingham just to come here? No 295.
You're really not going to 295 tomorrow?
You ruined it. He's a great guy. I've met him. And I wish him nothing but the best. I don't want any negativity. You know how I feel about him, and we all know how he feels about me. I can visit Birmingham. He can't.
Okay, can we get one more? I don't want to end on that.
Yes.
Somebody out here?
Anyone else? Okay, right over there.
Closer. Yo, Eric.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Just shout it out.
Yell it.
Oh, I can't even see you.
Oh, wow.
Get him
out of
here.
Where am I going in February and March?
Oh, as far as the fights?
Yeah, we have
I'm not breaking news anymore. I'm done with that. Because Toronto's mad at me now. Everyone's mad at me. What about you?
I'm a sports journalism student from Temple University. Shout out Philly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wish you nothing but the best. There was a period, believe it or not, and I hope you can understand where I'm coming from here. I didn't know a single person in this sport. Zero. Like, literally zero. I would write MySpace messages to George St. Pierre. You remember MySpace? You probably don't. You're in college. MySpace messages to GSP, to Tito Ortiz, to Chuck Liddell. Would write emails to Bruce Buffer. We were living on 94th Street, on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, if anyone knows, 94th and 3rd, an apartment that was literally it was from this piano to here, tiny apartment. And I was writing people messages, and one by one, they started to reply, and I would do interviews, audio interviews with them, and I would post them on jerrypark.com. And so the point is, like, I didn't know anything, I didn't know anyone, but I just kept at it. I kept at it, and I can assure you there were times where I wanted to quit, where I was feeling sorry for myself, where I hit a brick wall, where no one was responding, and you just keep going. And if you are lucky enough, because in that tiny, tiny apartment, on the Upper East Side, 600 square foot apartment, I was with my future wife, and if you're lucky to have someone in your corner who's telling you not to give up, who's telling you to go, then you've won the battle and then some. And so it's great to have her here, because there are many times where I would have given up and I would have quit. And so I wish you nothing but just keep going. We need young journalists covering this sport. We need good people covering this sport. We need new, fresh blood, young voices. Look at what everyone's doing and try to be different. Carve your own lane, your own path. And we'll see you up here one day as well, for sure. I want to give a shout out to my family for being here, my kids. They're probably very tired. My brother's here as well. It means a lot to me that they would be here. And it means the world to me that you guys would be here. Trust me, let me say, in closing, I know I'm going long. This has been a hard freaking month. This has really been the hardest month of my career. I can't even tell you. And the negativity and all that stuff has been incredibly, incredibly hard for you guys to show up here. And I know there's way more positive than negative, but damn, one negative comment sticks out over the 99 positive. This has been the greatest thing that anyone could do for me. This has been a gift to my brain and to my soul. So thank you all so much. I really, really hope that you guys had a great time. I had a blast. Did you guys have a blast?
I had a blast, man. What's better than this?
What a freaking event. I think we're going to do some sort of like meet and greet over there. I do not know too much about that, but I hope you all feel like you got your money's worth. And let me tell you, come next year, we are going to do more of these, and we're going to be leveling up this show tenfold, and I can't wait for the future. We are not going anywhere. And so on behalf of the entire team, Rick, GC, the crew back there, Andy, Mysterious Frank, Joe, Alex, Brian, Kenya, Britt, everyone who's worked on this, DraftKings, Cash App, thank you very much.
That's money.
To City Winery as well. And thanks to the best fans in the entire sport of MMA. I love you all. I appreciate you all. I hope you had a great night. Back on Monday, different time, different place. Until then, I say peace. I'm out of here.